You are now listening to the smooth sounds of Dirtbag Radio.
When I first stepped on the scene, niggas
filthy
was born
animal. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Gotcha, bitch. Bam, 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 bam.
That's enough for me, dog.
Does you right to Cal, and it will never steer you wrong. And all you bitch-ass niggas in the industry, your careers won't be lasting long. When I first stepped on the scene, niggas was petrified. Fat black to the line, but they were being chased by homicide. My rap's gonna cause you right to hell, and it will never see you wrong. And all you bitch-ass niggas in the industry, your careers won't be lasting long.
Niggas rap styles is bogus, dude. Compared to this versatile voodoo, blazing the stuff that ain't nice, stimulation inside ya. Cause I be that household provider, providing the
bomb
that be
deep in the facade
and adventure. Niggas need to test they freaking temperature for the sickness that be threatened with the quickness. Remedies, cousin, I be doing on my enemy. Penalty, then I drink 40 to their memories. Emotion, crossing through your town, street vicinity. Blood smoke in the air, it feels my death.
Hit it, hit it.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Gotcha, bitch.
That's enough for me, dog.
Ah, all in your face, motherfucker, man.
Bullet.
You already know what this is. Oh, this is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast, man. As always, man. It's your boy, Dijon Pijon, a.k.a. LL Cooche, a.k.a. Olansky. Three eyes on Instagram, two eyes in person, and one eye on motherfucking paper, a.k.a. Mr.
Gotcha, bitch.
I like it. Hey. I like that one. You already know it's your boy J Dot, Blurdy J on Instagram. But I lost my phone, so don't hit me up.
Damn. Well, you know who it is, Flames P. Flames P. You bitch, you funky dog head bitch, you. Flames P 36 on Instagram.
AKA Mister.
That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, did. And last, but no, the best for last. There we go, Vanessa Williams. Though. Drew Lucky, Oren. Hi, how you guys doing today?
Yeah.
So you gotta say hi to this one. Say hi to
this one. Hey, we forgot. We have multi cameras here today. See, we're gonna go camera one, camera two, camera three.
Ah,
that's two. Remember, two's one, behind you, three's behind me.
So always remember.
So when I say one, two, three, camera two, everybody looks.
Huh? Wu-Tang is for the kids.
Yeah. Camera one.
We actually rehearsed that, bro.
Yeah. I think. Hey, man, we pulled it off.
But what's up, man?
Oh, shit.
Back again.
As always, this is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast, man. Let me drop one of those good organic.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
And one of the good computerized. Everybody always say they love that shit, man. They was like, man, the organic one is the best, though.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, I think it is, man. Before we get started, how's everybody been, as always? Everybody doing all
right? Great, man. Great. Blessed.
Healthy. I'm going to say that.
Yes.
Damn right.
Shit happens, but I'm still here.
I'm exhausted.
I mean, yeah.
I'm happy, healthy, all the time. But I've been working up the nights.
Your weekend wasn't no bitch, man.
I'm fucking exhausted.
Yeah, you had a tough one. Work? Oh, shit.
You had a rough one.
Damn.
You bad. Too? I mean, I came in on the opposite end on the day.
Yeah.
So, like, we came in at 6 when they was just about to leave.
Damn, that was already.
Like, the other day,
y'all
I got
didn't
off.
Leave till 9.
Hey, I got know. Off work the other day. My girl was getting. I called my mom on the way home. Like, oh, I just got off work. She's like, oh, I'm going to work.
Damn.
Stayed with my girl, everything.
So
like,
bad,
how long was that? Like, what, 18 hours or something?
That was only like 13 hours, but we got in at like 9 p.m.
Yeah, I was supposed to leave early. You know that. Y'all was supposed to wrap at 6. That's why we got there at 6.
Yeah, we're.
So what?
That's tough.
You still
it's
here.
A tough show.
That's tough. Yeah, I'm in the office working 10 hours a day, man.
See, I see your post.
Yeah, I'm cool.
You niggas sticking his tongue out at everybody.
Niggas calling me. Motherfuckers calling me like, yo, you want to go do this? Blase, blase. Like, nah, dog, I'm good.
I'm just sitting here. I'm
cooling.
In the indoor.
Yeah, I'm cooling.
What the fuck?
Shit.
Gotcha, bitch.
Take advantage.
I'm a cooler, man. Shit, same shit.
Yep,
working down.
I see Flames peeping on the basketball court too.
Yeah, man, trying to get it back in for the summertime hit. You know, it's still smoke. If anybody want to get some,
I mean, I saw
trying to get that bikini body back.
I ain't see
no, just a hoop
I
body.
No makes. I ain't see no makes.
Huh?
I ain't see no makes on that video.
Oh, you did see some makes, nigga. I edited the misses out. Nigga, you gotta relax. Yeah.
I was like, oh, word. You just gonna show the bricks too? Huh?
You get a stunt double to dunk for you.
You wanted to know it was real. This real.
Like the one on the
like the one on the Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan commercial. His mom shows him how to dunk.
I just sent that shit to a bunch of people.
Yo, like, that shit was so funny.
That was the funniest shit ever.
There's a nigga with a fro and a big ass mustache.
Yes.
On his Michael Jordan mama.
Yeah, that definitely was the wrong stunt double.
Yo, that happened to me yesterday. I don't know how relevant
your
this
mama
is
dunked
to...
on you?
No, no. It was like we had like a related story. Like we had a scene with a white lady and we had like a black stand in for her. And so when and I didn't know that. So when we actually used the white lady, I didn't have a mark for her because I was just like, they're like, oh, it's that mark. I was like, but that's not, you know. Like, yeah. The doubles were so different that it, like, confused me.
For lighting,
like,
for lighting and camera purpose, you can't really light a black lady for a white lady, can you?
It was, like, really just kind of threw me off.
The white lady,
it reminded me of that scene. I was like, man.
Damn. Hey, before we go any further, though, I want to shout out my boy. He on Instagram is You Know Bo. YOUKNOBO. He got his clothing line early February, man. I'm rocking this shit, man. It got the hoodie with the mask already in it. This shit fly. Yeah, shit fire.
What kind of mask?
Shit, yeah, shit, you know, got the shit in the joint. Yeah, you can. You know what I'm saying? Oh God, you can have it like this. So.
Don't mind us.
Yeah, why we going to tell
you? Is that a COVID mask or a stick up mask? Is
my brother? Hey,
in general purpose.
Right now it's fishy. You know,
he COVID stick up.
Yeah.
You make it what you want to make.
The
it.
The lines are blurred this day and age.
Boy, you know, my man can't be responsible for anything you do once you put.
Is that
mask
an N95
on.
Clothed?
You know what? I think it got some in. It's kind of like a dual threat. Like, if I want to go in the grocery store, I can be safe. But if I see somebody flossing some money in the grocery store, I can still be safe. Pull this up, follow him outside, and yeah.
So, yo, I'm convinced motherfuckers act crazy just to get on Atlanta uncensored.
Yeah.
Now they do.
Like, seriously, on the way here, I just saw a dude with a sweatshirt like this, mask up, Batman ears on, like, legitimately, like, the mask, like he had, like, a Batman top where it was, like, the ears on the thing. He had, like, this kind of, like, built-in hoodie thing, and he's just dancing on the corner, like, right off the I-20 exit. And I was just like, he didn't ask for money. He didn't have like a tip jar.
It's for something.
This is a dude that be rapping on the interstate, though.
I'm talking about boy Marty Marl, man. Shout out Marty Marl, man. Yeah, shout out Marty Marl.
I got a little film, too. I put the camera on his ass. Nigga. Only in Atlanta. Only in Atlanta.
That nigga be everywhere, dog.
Everywhere. Be on 75.
In case you guys don't live in, any of our listeners don't live in Atlanta, we live in. I would just call it like the most Grand Theft Auto city in the country.
It's the closest
like,
thing to Grand Theft Auto.
Like we have shootings on the interstates.
It's
like
the closest thing. All kinds of shit.
All kinds of weird shit.
Shit go down, man. It goes down.
This is the new this is like the new version.
It's Gotham City.
Detroit Rock City.
Detroit Rock City.
Gotham, new Gotham.
Damn. I wish we had some cool supervillains though.
Who?
In, you know, Atlanta.
You see, they got the one dude be walking around with the, like, the Transformer suit. You see him? He always around?
No. Yes, he's actually by my house all the time.
Yeah, he always be walking around. I don't think he saves shit, but he got a nice costume.
Not all heroes wear Transformer suits.
Yeah, well, you know.
He ain't saving nothing.
No?
Nah, I don't know. I think,
I'll tell you, the shit you see out here, man, is amazing.
Yeah. If it was a real-life Joker, he would be here. If it would be anywhere, it'd be here. It's a lot of jokes.
Nah, these niggas out here, man. That's why I'd be like, I was watching the Dark Knight trilogy the other day, man. Just watching it, rewatching it after I went and saw the new Batman. And I was just like, yeah, I could see a lot. I could see why these kids nowadays watch movies and then start growing up doing this shit. Because a lot of these movies now, like, it ain't like, super fragilistic, expialidocious criminals like we grew up with, Jack Nicholson's joke.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
shit.
Right.
Like the new criminals in these movies.
You can see these niggas.
Psychological. Like they did. Like they just redid the Joker when it was like a psychological. Like he was a mentally ill person. You know what I'm saying? And not really like
it's the backstory.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, somebody put it the best way.
Daddy ain't abusing this. Fucked up.
I haven't seen the new one yet, so don't spoil it too much. But somebody put the best, like, I don't remember if it was a meme or somebody was talking about it, but it was like all of the Batman villains, in comparison to all the other villains, like what makes them different is they all look like failed theater students.
Shut up.
Like, they're so dramatic in costumes and like.
And they do. Now, like,
and just all enjoying time. All of them. All of them.
Especially when they had Arnold Schwarzenegger playing the best.
Well, no, that one was like when there's Jim Carrey and Arnold.
That shit was corny as hell.
When we got to see Bane and your other homeboy, the other Joker, like the best Joker that ever was.
Yeah.
That was more closely to reality. Like,
but again,
Bane
still
was rocking a Sherlin, by the way. He was rocking a Sherlin with no shirt underneath. Big motherfucker with a mask on.
He was still very dramatic.
He looked better than imagine if it was the cartoon.
I'm not saying that it
with
wasn't.
The onesie
like,
and the fucking luchador mask. That would have been different.
I agree, but
like the one.
Hold on.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, we had the two.
Yeah, but theater isn't just Liberace costumes in a sense. Like, this motherfucker was overly dramatic. I was born in the dark.
He wasn't even born in the dark.
That shit was not over dramatic.
I was just watching
it.
I was watching that shit, but that shit was kind of cheesy too.
Like I'm not dissing. I'm just saying like
the new one.
The one with I just watched it this morning. The one with Tom Hardy. Yeah, it was like.
His voice, but he has some bars.
I didn't like it. I'm going to break your back.
I don't even have to try to make that voice in that makeup.
He was talking shit.
But here's the thing, I love theater, so it's not an insult. I'm just saying it's an observation of. Like,
I give you
the Avengers, you're basically fighting an old high school football quarterback, you know?
And when you think about the Penguin and you think about...
They're all like, yeah.
Even...
They're not jocks.
Even Joker, the Joker we like, he was...
He was over the top.
Everything was... But that made it better, bro.
I rewatched Heath Ledger's one last night. And that motherfucker, I don't think he overacted at all.
He was dead on with it, but it was still...
But hold on,
because
Jim Carrey was a good Riddler.
No, bro,
Jim Carrey was jokey as hell, bro.
It's Batman. Riddler wasn't like that. Riddler wasn't.
He was in the cartoon.
That nigga was
in the 90s.
Riddler was a pimp.
That movie was based off of the one that was like the cartoons in the 90s, the Batman cartoon in the
90s. I don't remember Riddler
being silly like that.
He was a jokester
in the cartoon.
But he can't be Batman a joker because the Joker is the jokester.
Not the Batman. Not the jokes.
The Riddler.
Yeah.
I like the Riddler. They used to wear the sunglasses in the hat. Remember, and he's had the cane all the time, and he just had puzzles and shit. He ain't skip around and do all those silly shit. I know what Riddler you talking about now, but I don't know. Jim Carrey is Jim Carrey. You ain't gonna take nothing from that.
Him and Freeze on the same one. Yeah. Like,
and Bane.
And Two-Face.
Bane.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, Two-Face. Ivy, Catwoman.
Everybody was in that bitch. Everybody was in that bitch. Because Two-Face was in it, and it was Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, dog.
Riddler. Nothing but big names in that bitch.
Everybody.
Only thing that was fucked up was Robin's fucking costume.
Yeah,
Robin. Well, he was bisexual, so.
We also had Alicia Silverstone.
He said, right.
Remember her? Alicia Silverstone was in that, too.
Dumb ass. What was she?
Yeah, she was clueless. The Batgirl.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, she was.
They was reaching with that one, though. That was.
Well, it was the 90s. She was huge.
That was one of the cheesiest.
She was huge in the 90s.
Penguin was in that one, wasn't he?
Yeah,
No, Penguin was the good one.
No, the Penguin was the good one.
That was Keaton. That was a good one. Yeah,
that shit was gritty.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was gritty.
It's like biting fish.
That's still like the best one to me, damn.
That too. I love
that's
that one.
That's one of the best ones.
Yeah.
Dark Knight and then the Penguin one.
When they did the ones with Robin, that shit. Batman and Robin, trash. Besides.
Speaking
besides
of greatness.
Seeing all the villains, it was trash.
Speaking of greatness, and we have an homage here. I watched a Ninja Turtles movie the other day. Still holds up.
Which one? The first one?
The first one. They even have a gay joke in it that still holds time.
That's one of the greatest superhero
movies. It's one of the greatest movies ever.
Fuck what y'all talking about. I just got fucking the Foot Clan replica mask bought. I just bought that shit a couple of weeks ago, so I'm waiting
for
that.
There's a scene where they call John Casey. What's his name? I forgot his name.
Casey Jones.
Casey Jones. They're like, oh, you're claustrophobic. And he's like, I have never looked at a guy like that before in my life. And I was just like, that's inside fucking joke. Great.
Yeah, you got to know to know.
I was like, that's a gay joke from the early 90s that holds
left.
Up. Like,
they went left with the third one.
It was supposed to be Turtles in Time, but they fucked it up.
Yeah, it was trash.
Turtles in Time was a huge video game.
Yeah, it was. I played that shit all the time.
I'm in a whole bunch of Ninja Turtle groups. So, like, and they had that meme pop up the other day. It was like, what we wanted versus what we got. They had a picture of Turtles in Time, the video game, and then they had a picture of the fucking
because Turtles in Time was hard. They was in the future, and they was going. Yeah. But
that was my favorite video game of all time.
Turtles? Ninja Turtles.
Yes. And a Turtle in Time because you was
and the Simpsons. They were kind of the same.
The Simpsons.
they were kind of the same.
Take me to an arcade. Yeah. I ain't coming off the Simpsons, bro. Give me Bart.
Those two just go across and just kick ass.
Ninja Turtles. I'm playing that all day.
It was basically the same thing, but just
remember
the
Simpsons. X-Men game like that.
That too.
The arcade game. X-Men. You pick Wolverine.
That was the shit.
Saber Claw. Ninja Turtles, though. Then you can get two man. Or you can get four people, and all four y'all go and fuck some.
Oh, that was the best when you're like, all right.
We're not coming off the game, y'all. You there.
My mom gave me $10.
All your quarters rocking, baby.
Oh, I had that shit on Super Nintendo, bro.
Yep. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I had the first one on Nintendo.
Yeah.
You know, remember the first joint?
Yep.
They came out with the hard, like the one that looked like the arcade.
I wonder if I can find that shit for like...
You can find what? It. You can like find it.
What?
And then just turn it.
You can find anything, yeah.
Because I got a... You can find it. I got a Nintendo Classic
Rambus. Hindu right there.
It ain't on there, though.
High Class Dirt Packs brought to you by Nintendo.
All you got to do is get you one of these
and upload some
emulators on that.
You know what's so crazy? This nigga got like a Ninja Turtle inspired shirt right now. We talking about the turtles.
Lemon pepper wet Atlanta.
We talking about them Turks.
You know.
Turtles.
What fucks with the Turks?
Atlanta. Yeah, man. So
Philly
shit.
Has cheesesteaks. We have lemon pepper. Yeah. Like legit. That's probably Atlanta's flavors, lemon pepper.
I'm going to say something. Like before I moved here.
Everybody
like,
be quiet.
Buffalo, New York is the home of the Buffalo Wing. But Atlanta is the home of wings. Period.
So we made it a home.
Hold on. Like motherfuckers is about wings. Now don't
hold
get
on. I got a better way for you to say that.
Everywhere.
Buffalo is the home of wings. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
But wings made Atlanta home.
Shut up, man.
I think it really depends
gotcha, bitch.
On where you from, where you at, and if you ever been to both places. Because if you ever been to both places, it's the same way.
No, but you said Buffalo started the Buffalo wing. So but, the sauce, like the Buffalo sauce.
No, actually, it's the whole wing.
I know the
situation.
Story.
The whole wing, like the
I know the story of where it started.
It started and went. Yeah,
yeah. It was a high school football team that basically got off. I think they lost. And they basically went to like a local restaurant that always serves them. The game got out late and the kitchen was closed. So they had like the little retarded wings.
They used to throw them away.
They used to just throw them away. So she's like, I'll just fry them up with a little bit of butter and hot sauce.
And it was hot, so she gave them blue cheese to cool off.
And they loved
them.
And they kept coming back after games and ordering the buffalo wings and scents. And that was this is like the 70s, like, 60s, something like that.
Wings wasn't out before this?
No.
Well, it wasn't that it wasn't out. It was just tiny little things. So they would just put them in soups.
Yeah, but they used to just, they didn't fry them and serve them.
Yeah, it was just more of like, you know, like they prick the bone.
I got to look
meat
this story
off the bone.
You
yeah,
learn something new.
It's interesting as fuck.
Every episode of High Class Dirtbags Podcast.
I will say, like, Atlanta take their wings just as serious. like embraced it more than, you know, people back home take it for granted.
Other places of the country, wings is an appetizer. Atlanta, it is a fucking meal.
There is a pizza in Atlanta
that is a lemon pepper pizza, and they put two wings on top of it.
Shout out to Fuse Pies.
We had him on set the other day.
Remember we was getting him when he was just on Instagram?
Here comes the hot pepper.
Murder. Yeah, we was fucking with
hot pepper.
We was fucking with him for a couple of weeks.
Right. Here with the hot lemon pepper boy.
Well, we do have a show of stuff to like get to eventually. Man, we should start.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, now we just get started. What do we do?
This is like that long, you know, like when you watch a TV show and then like 20 minutes in, the intro comes up.
So much to do.
I'm about to start.
So much to do, so much to unpack, so much to
do. A lot has happened in the fast week.
Where do we start?
Juicy
time. Juicy. Nah, man, we ain't starting with NPR. We ain't starting this.
Oh, we can just Juicy has his own category.
I don't even want to talk about him. Like, I'm tired of this motherfucker. He wants people.
But we gotta go to the conclusion because we done talked about him since the beginning.
I guess.
So we gotta conclude, man.
More juicy news.
Even though everybody knows, we gotta conclude.
More juicy news coming soon.
I don't think this is the conclusion. I think this is the climax.
I think this is just part of the story.
It's not even over.
Chapter 6.
Before we get to fucking juicy. This week on.
Here comes the hot stepper.
Oh, hold on. That's the wrong button.
That's a good one. That's not the wrong button. That's always the right button. That is always the right button.
I was like, oh, we got a new segment.
Yeah. Hot pepper segment. Nah, this week on.
That's a no for me, dog.
Oh, shit.
We coming in hot.
Yeah.
With the yes and no's. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the first one, dog. I'm like, oh, shit.
So, take us home, Flamesby.
So. Would you get shot 9 times in order to be a rap superstar?
What?
2 questions before I answer. How superstars?
50 Cent, right now, you guys.
Like that, like on that level. All right. Number 2. Am I guaranteed to survive? And what? Like I'm saying, like I don't want to be paralyzed. Do you want to be a paralyzed rapper? How good is that? Careful what you wish for. Man, you get shot in the spine. Like he luckily walked away.
Hold on. 9 times guaranteed I walk away from it and be a rap superstar afterwards. They like, all right, you want to be a rap superstar? You got to let us shoot you 9 times. You ain't going to die. You ain't going to die. But afterwards, you will be a rap superstar after that.
My dick still works. My leg still works.
But 9 times.
What kind of gun?
It
does matter.
You can say
you ain't gonna get shot 9 times with a shotgun.
I would much rather I'd rather much get shot with like a fucking 22 than a fucking 45. Yeah,
shit. 22's gonna hit some shit. You're gonna be
9mm, just go right through that.
You're gonna be all fucked up. You know what I mean?
What if Vinny get shot with?
How about no?
I think a 9mm probably.
That's what makes sense.
Yeah. So but either way, 9 times though, I probably agree to that shit.
No.
And then after I get shot the first time, I'll be like,
can you hit that button for me? Can you hit that button
for me? I don't think I can do that. Oh, here's another question. Hold on. Here's a very important question.
I don't want to feel that heat, bro.
Other than Flames here, Flames is the only one who can actually rap. Like, do we develop rap skills, or are we just bad rappers who are superstars?
It's like an origin story, like you get shot and all of a sudden you can rap. You wake up from a coma.
I got it.
You just wake up all of a sudden.
I like this.
Or am I just a bad guy?
Nigga, I got all the talents.
I got it. It unlocked the left side of my brain.
I had to become a rapper. I got shot and woke up. Rap.
But the key is you got to get shot 9 times.
No, 9 is
one. Level unlocked.
9 is too many for me.
Came back as Jay-Z.
I'd rather beat my ass unconsciously than to get shot.
Yeah, I'd just rather be
I think the shot, I think I'd rather get shot 9 times.
I'd rather you Steven Seagal on me, break my legs, and put me in the coma.
I mean, maybe after the third shot, you can at least get
shot.
At least get one dope ass sound.
No, beat me to death, bro.
If I get shot 3 times, can I get at least a dope single?
I don't want nothing. I don't want one hit wonder.
Fuck it, I'm out,
dog. Yeah, I'm out.
I think it's a unanimous no for all of us, right?
I ain't gonna take that one.
Nah, I can't do that.
9?
9? Nah, dog. Yeah, because I already know.
If you said 1, I'd be like, bet.
Yeah, you talking about 9 times.
That's like basically one shot for $1 million, in a sense.
Fuck no. Do I get to pick the spots?
No, dog. It don't matter, dog.
That's all about
if I got to pick the spots, then we can talk. Might. No, 9, that's a lot. Man.
9 times with a bulletproof vest on.
9 is a lot, bro.
Get shot with what, though?
Nah, I don't want to get shot with nothing. 9 is a lot.
That's enough.
That is good to know for all of us.
It's a lot of blood loss. Yeah. Nope.
All right, look. So
we want fame, but not that bad.
Since we're sticking with rap, with the music.
I don't want fame.
I seen this meme the other day, too.
Can't go nowhere.
You get free gas for a year. Now, you know how much gas is right now. So speaking of, we need to talk about that shit later. Or lunch with Kanye.
With who?
Kanye West.
Who?
Yeezus.
I don't care. I don't know who that is. I got free gas for a year.
Free gas.
Touché.
For a year. Or lunch with Kanye. What kind of lunch,
though? Is he going to actually, like, he fucking with me? He want me to go to the lunch?
Or? No, him, yeah. It's probably just going to be like.
You know what I mean? Or is it just.
You think it's going to be a lunch, and he'll be like, oh, I got to go.
No, it isn't going to be at a whole other table. Like,
I'm going to say
you're having lunch, and he's here.
No, it's lunch with him at his table.
Face to face.
Face to face. But it's Kanye. It's Kanye. Like, you don't get to, like.
I mean, fine God.
You don't get to. Yeah, you don't get to hand him, like, oh, this is what we're going to talk about, Kanye. He's just. Whatever mood he's in.
Nah, man. I'm,
he's probably going to yell at you.
Yeah.
At some point.
You watch Saturday Night Live?
No, I don't know.
Nah,
because honestly, shit, I'm going to take the lunch with Kanye because afterwards, I'm going to ask that nigga, be like, hey, man, at least can you buy me a Tesla?
So you going to ask for some shit?
You know what? Hold on. Here's another thing.
If I got his ear, if he listening, I'm going to pitch everything.
I'm pitching everything. And if he ain't biting,
you like that? Oh, you don't like that? How about this? How about this?
If he ain't biting at the end of it, I'm going to at least be like, hey, man, well, at least can you call Elon and give me a free
I'm going in with a list. And be like, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about? What do you think about?
Keep the change.
This is all ideas, bro. Investment ideas. Like, let me get something off the ground, my guy.
Nah, I'm gonna take the lunch with Kanye. Fuck,
I'm gonna take the lunch.
What if he's in a shit mood and just wants to talk about?
I can get gas.
Yeah, I'm gonna get gas regardless, though. I gotta get gas regardless. I wasn't expecting to have a chance to meet Kanye. Nigga, like, yo, you can have gas for a whole year for free, or you can meet Kanye once in your life.
But what's it gonna accomplish?
You never know.
Something.
You better have. I'm gonna
put this motherfucker onto the podcast. I'm like, yo,
do you not know this is a black billionaire?
You
want
to ride to the grocery store with me?
You better say something.
Put the podcast on for 15 minutes.
You know what? I'm convinced. I would go with lunch with Kanye. I can afford gas for a year.
Yes.
I have no beef with gas money.
He might just ask me, so what do you do? What do you want to do? And then you tell that nigga, he might be like, you know what? That's a good idea. Here.
Oh, he might yell at you the whole time.
Which is also great.
I was like,
he ain't about to yell at me.
Hey, listen, if you got an argument with Kanye West, you probably do better off in life afterwards.
I'm going to try to win the argument. You ain't going to sun me, though. I'm about to win the argument.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You could be known as the dude that had to slap Kanye because he got yelled at. Like, hey, man, hey. You talking to me?
You flip the table like you're a reality. Fuck this.
He might fuck with you hard.
Look how much gas is right now, though. I'll take the lunch. I'll take the lunch because I can make.
I like to eat. It's probably gonna be a nice little spot.
Can we have like a prorated gas rate? Like,
no, it's whatever it is. It could be $10 a gallon by June.
Yeah, because you know what's gonna happen a week later after you miss out on that dinner.
I'm gonna take the gas, guys.
Gas is gonna go back to $1.89.
I'm gonna take the gas.
Now you got all the gas in the world.
I'm gonna take the gas. Then I can drive to see Kanye.
Now, you ain't gonna be able to see him.
I'm gonna drive too. I'm too late.
Late. You fucked it up.
You the only nigga. So that's a yes for you, dog?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna get the gas, bro.
You gonna get the gas?
I'm probably gonna get the gas.
Yeah, well, you know.
I fuck with Kanye, but shit. Nigga.
I'm a roll up. Man, I gotta meet Kanye at least once in a life. And I ain't talking about just like meet him in passing, like, hey, man, dap him up. Hey, what's good, my dog?
No, I just wanna tell him.
I would also like to tell him all my ideas.
But if it's.
I want to talk on JR's subject over here. Like,
ideas,
I mean, but you're like, no offense, like I'm not telling, but in the music business, you're a nobody. It'd be the same equivalent of like a stand-in coming up to you and telling them all your script ideas.
So what you gonna give a shit? What you gonna do with the opportunity? Just suck his dick and tell him how great Dark Twisted Fantasy is?
No,
I'm gonna tell him all my ideas, bro.
I didn't know it was so great.
I don't even know what
I'm not having lunch with this nigga to praise him.
If I would ask Kanye
as an opportunity, that's like a business meeting.
Yeah. If I did have a question, I would ask him.
Get shit off the ground. This nigga got a whole school. What are you talking about?
I would ask him what happened to college dropout Kanye and when are we getting him back?
I ain't interviewing.
You on some other
shit. That's
some
old Kurt Lowry.
Yeah, MTV.
Show us your age without showing us your age.
I know, right? I'm a real G.
Because I'm going to be like, hey, man, I got this podcast, big dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, big dog.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen to this podcast.
Look at this logo. What you think?
You tripping.
You know what I mean?
Fuck that guy.
About this? What you think?
You tripping. Hey, man, you at least want to be on the podcast? Or y'all just talking shit? Hell yeah. What if Kanye turns out to be the most annoying person in the world?
Hey, Kanye, let's make a movie. You want to produce a movie? What if he just turns out to be the most annoying person in the fucking world? You get to find out. I still love you. You get to find out. Some people say I'm annoying, but we're going to find out. Maybe we connect on that level.
Flames, what do you think? You're the rapper here.
They convinced me. I think I'm going with the...
I mean, you would make sense.
And you're a rapper. you ain't gonna go.
You know what? Me being me, I'm still gonna probably take the gas.
That's a no for me, dog.
Damn, nigga. I'm taking the lunch with Kanye, man. Give me that, dog. I take it just for the story.
We're going to get drunk and get talking shit, and we're going to, you know what I mean, talk business.
You know what? I would take it and be like, man, you know, they was going to give me a whole year worth of gas. Okay,
he's
probably like, man, that's it. That's, I got you.
We're going to immediately start the shots.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You're right. I'm going to get a Tesla, dog.
I'm
going to get a Tesla.
What you drink, bro? We drinking Henny?
I'm going to get a Tesla, bro.
Keep coming.
I'm sure he knows about it too. Probably like, so I heard you gave up a year's worth of gas for this. Just look on the receipt, bro.
I'm gonna get a Tesla, bro. Because I'm just gonna talk this nigga ear off, and at the end of the conversation, if he ain't feeling nothing, I'll be like, at the least, shit, I was supposed to get free gas, but shit, you think you could call Elon and give me a damn Tesla? This nigga, he's like, brother, we about to open up gas stations.
That's what he's talking about. Yo, so Kanye, with the price of gas being as high as it is, you want to go in on some gas stations?
I know you got friends in Dubai. What's up?
Damn, that's funny.
Make that shit happen.
Yeah, all right, so that's a yes for all of us, I would assume, right?
Yeah, I'm taking that.
That's a yes. Come on, man.
All right, so that's a no to wouldn't get shot 9 times to be a rap superstar.
Hell no.
But you would give up free gas for a year for a lunch. Opportunity with
the lunch.
One of these questions is fucking perfect. Right. I'm gonna wait for you guys to get to it.
Come on, I'm waiting for Flame.
I'm about to say you wanna do it.
I'm just making sure everybody
keep going. Come on, we got some good ones here.
We're gonna go harder. We just.
I think we should. You go to
the girl. It's your segment, bro.
If a girl asks you to get your asshole waxed, would you?
Get your asshole
waxed. Ass
your
or
girl,
asshole?
If your girl asks you to get your
asshole. I mean, I'm assuming if you get the ass, you get your asshole too,
yeah,
right?
You get your ass waxed. Like the crack of your ass.
You can't get your butt waxed and have your hole.
Why am I doing this, though? Why am I doing this? What's in store?
Maybe that shit long and nappy, dog. I don't know.
I am definitely asking questions. Why? What's up?
Yeah.
What is this for?
I need detail. You gotta have to explain this.
Like, who you been hanging around?
First of all, no. But then I still want to know why. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not going to happen. But why?
What?
There's been a lot of Facebook advertisements.
What are you planning on doing with that?
For dudes getting their ass.
What if she says, I'm never waxing my shit again?
That's different. No, wait. That's
now you ain't got no wax vagina.
No, wait. That's different.
I'm just throwing curveballs in here.
That's different, brother. Why do I need my ass waxed?
I want to know why the ass. That seems like an
in particular. Yeah. Why do you got to wax the hole? If you got a hairy ass, I get it, man. Do what you got to do.
Obviously, your girl's into eating ass now. Does she want to try it, or does she want to try it again?
Maybe she don't like you.
If that's what she into, or that's what she want to try, that's going to be a hard pass on the waxing of the ass.
Damn.
I also think that's a big jump. Like, you've never gotten any part of your body waxed. She knows this. Yeah. She's like an ass.
I'm about to go straight in and wax my booty hole, bro. I'm not waxing no booty holes.
Like, at least, like, try an eyebrow or something.
Something dangerous will happen next.
I get the ball. Like, if you want my balls, you know, squeaky clean and, you know,
but see, she might set you up with that.
I get that.
You to go get your balls
and
waxed,
and then
the wax just drips down.
Now you gotta get your tank waxed. You know how much that's gonna hurt, bro.
They stop putting it in there, man.
I ain't getting my tank.
It's not even just
already on there, so it's too late.
It's not even just the hurt. Can you imagine what position on that chair you have to sit in to get your tank waxed?
I feel bad if you got hairy situations.
I don't see you laying down. I see you like...
If you got mad ass hair, I feel bad for you, man. Because I ain't doing it.
I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but ass hair ain't one.
Ass hair ain't one of my problems, bro.
So the consensus is
no.
No, it wasn't even a no. It was why? What you trying to do?
It's a why and a no. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a no, but I still want to know why. Like, what's on your mind? Like, what you going through right now?
I shave my balls. I ain't gonna get my balls waxed.
Like, yeah, I want to get my balls waxed.
That seems a little bit extreme, dog. Getting motherfuckers yanking on your testicles like that, dog.
You have to hold on to them as you want. All right, ready? No. One.
Hell no, you gotta spread your ball sack and shit to get it waxed. Hell no.
Hold on, I gotta get a good grip.
One thing I'm not gonna do, and ain't never did, was spread my ball sack like a bat wing.
Bullshit.
Get it whacked.
Oh, three. Oh, never three. To get it whacked. Okay.
I said, oh, three.
You sweat
three.
Your balls like a what? Everybody has.
Everybody did.
Everybody has tried to catch ball water puppets. In there.
Everybody did nutsack.
What?
Nutsack.
No, what?
Everybody did nutsack puppets as a kid, nigga.
No.
I never did.
We come from a generation where you should just whip them out to like fuck with your boys. Like,
no.
You guys don't come from it.
We used to slap food out of each other's hand and play open chest, nigga. We ain't never wanna. Hey, look at my balls. Look at my balls, dude. Yeah. No, hell no.
Well, they said it was like called like the bat or something like that. I can't remember what it was.
We ain't play that game.
I ain't never played my testicles like that.
I mean, you gotta unbutton your pants and pull your pants down. Pull your nuts
out. No, you just pull out the zipper.
To show the homies.
Wow, boy.
To show the homies.
You just pull them out the zipper.
You were showing the homies your balls.
Everybody. It wasn't just
no,
the
everybody.
Whoever was in the room.
Everybody.
Whoever was in the room. Mom, teachers, don't matter.
Boss. You just was putting your shit on display, bro.
That's hilarious. I did it like once or twice. I wasn't big on it, but there were some kids who did it. They're just known for doing that.
Yeah. All right, you learn something new about your friends every day.
Yeah.
Y'all need more white friends.
That is.
It goes around.
That's flashing.
All right.
Oh, shit. If given a chance, would you relive your whole life over?
Depends on like
whole life?
Do I know any knowledge or do I got to go through this suffering all over again? Do I have like any insight or it's just like do all this shit over again?
I'm going to say no. We too far in game.
I would do that because I feel like if I did it over again, I would just do the same shit over again.
Not necessarily.
Probably.
But you have no idea.
Do you? That's what I'm saying. You get to keep what you know now?
No.
Oh, you just got to know. You got to learn everything.
You get to go through all this over again.
I mean, nah, that's too.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. I don't want to press reset. Just yet.
That's a lot.
Ask me in maybe, 50 years, and I tell you.
I don't know. Maybe.
Hell yeah, nigga! I'm about to be out.
You don't have
reset.
Like all of the knowledge, bro.
I mean, if I gained one piece of knowledge, I would do it. You give me one piece of knowledge, I would do it. But the fact that it's not, and I'm going to have to do everything over again.
That's a no for
it's a no for me.
Yeah, like if I could go back, and only thing I could take back with me is invest in Apple or Amazon or Google.
See,
or
that's
something.
Cheating.
Not a thing.
But in the same vein, it makes it different.
Like, it ain't cheating because if I got to go back to scratch, I got to learn how to shit. Again,
I mean, even, hold on.
Wipe my ass, walk.
Even if it was like, yo, that hot girl in high school, yeah, she was totally into you. Like, I'd be like, you know what? Yeah, let's go do this over again.
I ain't going back. I'm saying
it's something as simple as a change. To know that it would be a different life.
You're bringing up a woman instead of
I'm not giving you a woman.
Hold on.
You're seeing it as a woman. I'm saying it's something as simple as it's going to change the course of my life to be different than what it was now. Because ideally, if I just do this as is, I'm going to go through the same exact shit. I'm going to make the same choices. I'm not going to have any insight. So me is just going to do the same thing that me has done.
Yeah, it's just
whereas if I had one piece of insight.
That you might. It's chances that it's not a guarantee that you're going to do the same shit.
That's what I was trying to say.
How do you know that, though?
Because like, it's another chance.
If it goes back to 1984 and everybody does the same shit over again.
No, not really. But how do you know you're guaranteed to do the same shit?
Because my assumption on this question is just we're going back to 1984 and we're starting over again.
Reset, right? That's what it says?
Yeah. Like, I can choose to go left when I go right, but something in my life,
relive.
I went right.
Relive.
Okay, but it's like...
told me to go right, so I'm assuming that I would also get to that point.
But who's to say that same thing is going to
happen? I don't know. It says relive, so if
relive.
That means living in it for a second time. So that means... I would hope that means that you had some insight. If it means... relive as in going back, knowing what I know now, and then going back. That shit, boy. Shit,
oh, hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah.
He's the greatest man alive. He invented Apple, Google.
He invested in Apple and Google at 6 years old.
Invented it, nigga. Invented it. Like,
he found the guy that created it. He was like, yo, we got to assemble a team.
We. Hot tub time machine.
Here's $10. I'm an investor.
I believe in you.
I'm gonna rob this. Hey, that's what they did on Hot Tub Time Machine. You know, man, came back like this nigga had a yacht.
We all me, Elon Musk, Jay Z.
I think that would be cheating, though.
I created
PayPal.
I would totally do that. I mean, it's life. It's all cheating, technically.
It's definitely cheating.
I still, I would still do
it. I gotta go all the way back. Yeah,
I would still do it. I had fun in my life.
Now, I had fun too, but I'm talking about if I knew now and then they'd be like, hey, all right, you can go back. Like, shit, boy, you crazy, dog. You crazy, dog. I created PayPal, electric cars, every technology. I'm taking, I'll be like, all right, let's go right now.
I'd go to the airport on 9/11, just punch a motherfucker, like, bam, bitch, you ain't going for the security.
I'm going there right now.
He got a knife.
Give me that box gun.
American hero. How did you know?
Oh, shit.
Like, yo, how did you know?
I'm actually going on the plane with these motherfuckers. Like, all right, ready, what to go.
South Carolina man shoots a Florida man after Florida man pulls a gun out on a young child named Trayvon. Like, I'm here. I'll be here. Oh,
South Carolina man just tackled a cop. Saved George Floyd's life. Like,
just be everyone. Just be a hero.
Saving everybody, bro. Yeah. You got to get out of here. He tsunami's coming.
Exactly.
Like, I'm telling you. You gotta believe me.
Yeah, you just be, you could just be a superhero based off of the facts. Yeah, like,
how do you know?
Everybody pull your money out right now. It's gonna tank.
Calling bomb threats on Columbine High School on 420. Like, hey, there's gonna be a bomb in the school today.
Make sure
kids just show up with guns, nobody's there. What the fuck, bro?
They gotta shoot each other now.
Bomb. Yeah, that wouldn't be fair. That wouldn't be fair.
No, no, you would change everything.
Bro. I would, yeah, you would, but fuck it.
So what else?
That's a no.
I might do it. I do it.
That's a yes for me.
No, bro. I ain't going nowhere.
That's a yes for me.
Would you accept your dream job if you if it meant you can't talk to your family for a year?
Nigga, I already do that.
A year?
And I'm going to say yeah.
A year? Yes. Yeah. I see y'all.
I already do
my
that.
My dream
kind of
job?
Nigga,
see y'all in a year.
Nigga, I ain't talking about that.
My dream job is to be the porn king of the world, so I probably won't talk to my family for the rest of my life.
See y'all in a year. See y'all in a year.
Gotcha, bitch.
Oh, why is he here, man?
I mean, obviously, yeah, I think we'd all do it. I already have my dream job, but, like, to make it to, like, the dream job, I think we would. I think your family would.
They would understand.
Also support you.
That's like just going to jail for a year.
I mean, if your dream job is to be, like, you know, a high school football coach, then I don't think they'll support you.
But, and no, if that's your dream job.
High school?
If that's your
JV?
Dream job. What, I mean, what do you mean? It's all about who, all, what you want.
You
want
to talk to us for a year? So you can do. Craig's a high school football
some
coach.
Some people might want that, bro. You
and he still lives at home with his mom.
I'm just saying. You don't got to, I'm just saying. You, I mean, you, it could be anything.
To, like, you can't talk to them? Like, if you,
your dream.
Then you lose your job? Yeah, if, I mean, I already kind of do that now.
A year, so. Though?
I was about to say, I already kind of do that.
It's only 12 months. Let's break it down. It's
for months on end, nigga, I'll talk to some of my family members. So, nigga, I mean,
you just got to let them know. You got to, you get to let them know ahead of time?
And, I mean, when I talk to them, I'll be like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I've been working.
I want to know what this next one is.
What?
Me too. I don't know.
What is it?
Magic power for the loss of a sense.
Oh, yeah. Would so, you? Would you? So no, hold on. So is that a no for everybody?
Yeah, I think. I mean, it's a yes. I think it's a yes for everybody.
Oh, yes? All right.
Oh, what?
Dream job.
All right, the next one. On that's a no for me, dog. Would you give up one of your senses in order to have a magic palm?
But, yeah, that's just.
Yeah.
Isn't that a new sense now?
Yeah, I was going to say.
But that's what I'm saying.
I trade a sense.
What sense?
You get to pick one,
exactly.
Right?
What sense? Pick what sense then? Pick what sense you're going to give
not
up.
Feel, you want to be able to bust
smell. Smell. Because if I can taste, as long as I can taste, I don't give a fuck.
No, your taste gets fucked up by your smell. But you still taste,
see,
but not
you
as much.
Lose two for one, then. That's not fair.
Taste is affected by smell.
It got to be one. I mean, if you got superpowers, I'm pretty sure you can still taste.
What is it?
Like, I mean, saying,
we have 1,000 senses.
Touch,
the 5
sense,
senses
smell,
is what we're talking about.
I might be deaf. Like, just fuck it.
You'd be a deaf superhero.
I mean, in general,
if my superpower would be, I could hear anything.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I was going to say.
All right, let's just find the superpower we can all agree on.
So an offset.
That's stupid as fuck.
They're not going to give it to you.
Superhero.
I can't hear. This is not how
I can hear everything. I'm deaf, but I can hear everything.
Like, because of my superpower.
That's a curse, man. You hear ants walking and shit. Ah, stop.
They're not going to let you do it.
No, you can't do that. No. I give up my hearing, though.
No, I couldn't do that. I can.
I'm going to say that's a no.
That's why I said I give up my smell, man. Shit. Fuck a smell.
What's a superpower?
Do you ever be like, I love the smell of what? What do you love the smell of?
Pussy.
I mean, but you can still taste it.
Like, you what is the superpower?
All good pussy tastes bad because you ain't got no sense
of smell. No, nigga. You got taste buds, though.
You ain't got no sense of smell, though.
But you got taste buds. They work.
You're like eating pussy at the gym and shit. Yeah.
Taste buds work, bro.
That's enough for me, dog.
Oh shit!
This thing
gonna be like,
but I'm a superhero. But I'm a superhero. Though. I ain't really gotta eat pussy. If I'm a superhero, then I ain't really gotta eat pussy.
I want to know what the superpower is.
Goddamn, Holly Berry.
You get to pick one, right?
Yeah.
You get to pick your own superpower, or it's just a random.
No, you get to pick it.
I don't want that turn into a.
You get to pick what.
You know what I mean, porcupine. That's my.
Can you
give me like a random one?
What superpower would you pick?
You a dumbass superpower? You just turn into a porcupine, and you get mad.
That's whack.
I don't know. You got to be like, all right, I'll give up my sense of taste so I can be all powerful.
But I like taste.
But then all powerful. But doesn't all powerful mean you have a sense of taste? Because you're all powerful.
That ain't got nothing to do with
your
senses.
You're the most powerful of taste. Yeah.
That ain't got nothing to do with power.
What is that? You have like extra flavors? Senses?
That shit was sweet. You get little pieces of. Ooh.
Bang, man.
Everything you taste is like extreme.
That's what I would try to do.
That's super.
This wine has. That's what I would try to do. It was made by a 76-year-old man with hands.
If I give up a sense,
I can taste a pure. On his hands.
I'm gonna get a power that basically recoups that sense right back.
I'm gonna power that.
You can't do that though.
It ain't gonna work like that.
Can't do that with that. You ain't superhero.
It's just a waste. Your ears don't work anymore. So now you got super hearing without working ears.
Yeah, all powerful.
No. All powerful. No, you can't be. Can't just swap out.
You got like Wolverine power, but you deaf.
Compensate.
Like you Wolverine, but you deaf.
But you can't hear.
How you ever get mad? I don't know if you want to fight, but I want to whoop your ass.
You can see real good.
You can read lips and shit. Yeah. That's funny, man.
I don't know. I would say that's a no for me, dog. Yeah,
like I said, take my smell. Give me a superpower, nigga.
What else?
Give me Superman powers. Man. If I got Superman powers, you can take my smell.
We got
a few of these.
Oh, so all right, check. Right, speaking of, because we was talking about Batman earlier in the show and shit like that, and the Joker. So you know, I was watching it the other day, and I was like, damn, like his whole thing was like, you know. He had the scene where...
No spoilers in the new one.
No. The Dark Knight. He was like, he had the scene where it was like, you had to blow up each boat, got detonators to blow up each other's boat. The boat full of prisoners.
Yeah, the people,
The civilians, right? And then it was like, he asked, what were you willing to do for the greater good? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what my question was this week. For that's enough for me, dog.
Like, would you kill?
Like,
would you go back and kill baby Hitler or something like that?
Yeah, for the greater good,
baby Hitler.
Like, at what lengths for the greater good is it acceptable to be like?
I think it'd be kind of hard to kill baby Hitler. It's a baby, teenage Hitler though. Yeah. Probably be annoying as
angsty.
Fuck. 16-year-old Hitler. Leave me alone.
He was an asshole.
Faja, I don't want to talk to you.
No, he was an asshole.
Put your bitch ass.
Shut your bitch ass.
But you know what? What'll be like? What's the greater?
What's
good?
The greater good though? What's
like,
the,
you know how,
the
like,
greater good for who?
Like, all right, like you know how in spy movies, like a lot of times the villain will be like, "I'm gonna poison half of the world's population so everybody else can survive."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Thanos, the greater good.
That's you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I ain't willing to kill a bunch of people.
Shit.
For what though?
Huh?
I mean, what's gonna happen after I do?
Are you willing to tell a white lie for the greater good?
Yeah, it's a lie.
Hey, man.
Lies don't hurt physically.
The United States do a lot of shit for the greater good.
Supposedly.
They ain't no supposed shit. They do a lot of shit for the greater good that helped got us doing shit like this, you know, for our freedom and shit. So,
but would you be willing to do this?
Absolutely.
Do what though? What length?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, obviously, we're all going to do it, but what length?
If I have to go slap a baby in the face to save Trent's life, I
would
do it.
That baby going to live.
Yeah. That baby going to live.
That baby going to live.
I'm just going to slap him in the face real hard.
What if Mike Tyson's the father? And he don't know that you have to, you know what I mean? Like, you have to deal with the consequences.
Well, buddy.
No, you're obviously going to smack the baby or Trent's going
to
die.
He's going to have to catch me when he...
Exactly. Would you still do this? There's consequences, obviously, to these...
You know.
I'm learning how to, I'm getting my, you know, Yeah. Running the fastest mile I've ever had, training for the few weeks.
That's all you gotta do is get the fuck out of there. Get
smack
out
of him.
Are you gonna say no and not save people because you're scared of Mike Tyson?
Smacking people's babies. But for every baby you smack, you save one life.
He's gonna kill you. If you get his hands on you, if he get his hands on you, he's going to walk around
the baby smacker.
The baby slapper. That's a slapper.
Ladies ain't be going nowhere with their babies.
They'll be making baby noises.
There's a serial slapper going on.
Gotcha, bitch.
I'm doing it for the greater good, bitch.
Run up in the daycare, smack all the kids. Line them up. Smack 15 kids in the daycare, ran out.
That should be fucked as hell. I'm doing it for the greater good, bitch.
Tell you, they ain't gonna throw your ass out of the jail, dog.
Man runs in daycare, smacks every child, and leaves.
Damn, they gonna throw your ass under the jail, cuz.
I can see this movie playing out. Like, he does it, then all of a sudden he gets caught, locked up. Then, you know, whatever he say, you know. Hey. Like, maybe he was smacking babies to save from Godzilla coming and destroying New York or something like that. They got to let him out. And now there's government support for him smacking babies.
They
bring him on the chopper.
And they line the babies up.
People like, smack my baby. Smack my baby.
Doing this for the greater good, bitch.
That's even the name of the movie, The Greater Good.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that next time. Next time I fuck up, I'm just gonna be, I'm doing it for the greater good.
Yes, dog. Hey, that's what
I'm I can't believe you slept with that waitress.
That's what I'm gonna do. That. Every time I do something fucked up, I'm gonna say, I'm doing it for the greater good, bitch.
I slap babies, man. I ain't about to goddamn kill nobody.
No, so, I mean, all right. So
you gotta kill 20,000 people to save the rest of the people?
To save, like, yes, the rest of the people.
No, I can't.
You got to kill 20,000
people. Well, hold on.
So you going to let the rest of the people die?
If you got to kill everybody in Kansas, hold the on, middle no, of that's... our country, everybody in Kansas is about to just get murdered.
Like, 20,000 people,
I'm not doing it.
All of them are the people who drive 20 miles under the limit in the left lane.
No.
To save the greater, that would be double greater good.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
You said what?
If the 20,000 people were the people who stay slow in the left lane,
I'm not taking no life.
20,000.
I'm
not taking no life for the greater good,
dog. I save the greater good, and we have decongested highways.
But then again, I can't say that because I got kids. Because if somebody's like trying to harm my kids, you know, I'm not going to be like, hey, man. You know, I'm not gonna kill you because you're like that's for the greater good, technically.
That's
right?
What I said. That's what I was like.
So,
you know,
I
you
guess
gotta,
it depends on the circumstances.
Depends on what the greater good.
It goes back to the trolley.
Depends on what the greater.
But if if you got to bomb Kansas.
Yeah.
To save the rest of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind
of. I mean, Kansas is going as well. If the United States goes, Kansas is gone too. Yeah, but if only Kansas can go. And we could save the rest of it? Yeah, I think that's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, like, I don't think so.
You give them evacuation.
Kansas is going to go no matter what.
I don't think so, bro.
I can't do that.
I'm on flames with this one. Somebody's going to destroy Kansas, though. Everybody in Kansas is going to die, including us.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. I don't know. That's a heavy.
That's a burden, though. That's crazy.
I think I'm in.
I think, it would be a heavy burden, but.
Yeah.
I could speak for myself and be like, like you can give up yourself right now. I'm gonna kill 100,000 people. Okay, man.
Yeah, but
like, I'm not gonna speak for 20 other thousand people, dog.
No, but
and be like, yeah, kill them motherfuckers instead of 100,000.
No, I said no, but 100,000 is everybody else. Oh, you know we said the rest of the United States, so yeah. Kansas or the rest of us. That means everybody, your kids and everybody like that too. So now, would you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, I can put this in the best way. Population of Kansas is 2.9 million, 2.9 million people. There are 300 million people in this country. So to save 300 million people, including those 2.9 million people, they're all going to die. You wouldn't kill 2.9 million people to save 300 million that are already going to die. But you just have to be the one to do it.
I don't know.
I think I would be.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Kansas.
Be a no.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
But I don't know what this is going to say, but I would be like,
we love Kansas, by the way.
And that would be the last sound you heard.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck, that's cold, dog.
That's cold.
God damn, that's cold, dog.
Man.
We ain't never getting that Viacom sponsorship.
No.
He said that's the last thing you ever hear.
Oh, damn.
And I'm in. I'm sorry. Yeah, I love Kansas.
Good, bro. I can't press
I pick
that
Kansas
button,
to win the national
nothing against Kansas. We just picked Kansas as a, you know.
Because it's the middle of the country.
One out of 50. I'm sorry. We just, you got lucky.
I said Kansas because it was it's like the very middle of the country.
That's enough for me, dog. So it's a split. We agreed on most of everything.
Yes, a split.
I just want, this is going to be the last one. So, and I thought this was kind of crazy. So say it's your favorite food. Say you're eating some chicken McNuggets. You've been eating McDonald's chicken McNuggets your whole life. And now they say, like, those are, like, human parts.
You said what?
Those are human parts. Or like
those. Let's not go human parts. There's cannibals.
I mean, shit, you've been eating.
Pig butts. Cannibals. Pig butt holes, let's say.
Calamari.
Let's say rats. Like,
let's
go with that.
Because
calamari
been getting passed off as dog meat. Let's go dog meat. Yeah, find that chicken McNuggets, dog meat.
Yeah, play the pig finger.
Would you continue to eat it?
No.
If it was what?
Dog meat.
No.
But you've been eating it this long, you just thought it was chicken.
No, your whole life.
No. Your whole life.
Nope.
Like you just had a 6-piece.
No.
And you're like, nigga, them shit's delicious.
I stopped fucking with brands because I find out they racist. No. Like, I definitely start fucking with some food because I find out it's not what you said it was.
I'm not eating. I'm going to have to stop
eating
it.
Even if it's delicious.
I'm going to have to stop eating it. Bro.
I'm going to say no to this, but it's only because I know, like, there's a lot of times when I'm an adventurous eater, so I'll eat it. And then ask what it is later, in a sense. But I know I'm not going to be presented dog.
Nigga be eating ass like, what is this?
Well, but you already been eating it though.
Hold on. I just want you guys to point. I want to point something out. I saw this the other day. We come from a generation where we will ask for another fork if it hits the ground, but all of us here have eaten ass.
Because it's an next ass question. You trust. Don't trust that floor.
See,
we all got excuses. Hey, I don't trust that floor.
Waiter.
You heard me?
I need a new fork. I'm taking this 10 today to home and eating your ass.
I trust that butt.
Give me that booty hole.
Give me that butt over that floor.
Nom, 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 nom,
nom. That's enough for me, dog.
And we're skipping over this, but I just want to say eating grapes while grocery shopping is not stealing the grapes. Fuck you.
You're decreasing the weight.
Grapes are different. A bag of chips is like a bag of chips. It's $2.99.
How much you going to eat, though? You're going to eat
But grapes are a weight thing. So technically it's stealing, but fuck y'all anyway.
They'd be like $1.68.
Man, I see people grab a whole stem and walk around the store like, that.
That's some black people.
Show up with an empty bag.
What do you think about the weight?
Yeah, let me get each.
Because they're already in the bag. Remember back in the day, you had to weigh the grapes. And you'd be like,
you still do.
No, unless they, you know, they come in the regular.
I know, but the bag is still, you're still charged by the weight.
Yeah. Right.
You can actually take out but and put them in another bag if you want.
They don't give a fuck. They still think it's the old school way because they saw their mama do it.
I've seen people walk around with a whole fucking vineyard.
I thought that was standard practice.
Go back and get another.
I got a black barber. I got a black barber. Shit, that was the first thing we did. Hit the produce.
Hit the grapes. Here, boy.
You hungry? This is great. Yeah. Hey, it's like, hold on. Let's wipe that bitch off on your shirt. Don't just put that shit in your mouth.
You gotta wipe it off.
On your shirt.
You gotta wipe it off.
They ain't sprayed this shit.
Like, nah, get a different bag. These ain't sweet.
Man, I see people go in and grab them off straight up and just be like,
straight up. Taste them before. I do the same thing with a soda. Like, shit, if I'm about to buy that motherfucking soda, fuck it.
You can't do it because of COVID anymore. But before, I would literally just open like a bag of chips or something and just.
You can't do it no more?
I mean, you can, but it's.
Because you got your mask.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have the mask, but it's still
weird.
Like you know, we're in a new, like.
You're buying
eat where you can eat, you know, breathe where you can breathe.
Yeah, plus you don't want to be eating no chips touching a damn buggy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't do that shit anyway.
I don't trust those people as much.
I don't eat while I shop.
Yeah, I ain't never did that.
I can't do that. As a kid, I did grapes.
My mama would never let me open a bag of chips.
Hell no.
We see
it. Might not have enough to pay for these.
It barely be the grapes.
You get to the end of the store. You pay for it.
Remember back in the day, the candy section?
Hold on. When you black, you can't do shit like that, bro. Like, the motherfuckers gonna harass you.
No, yes, you can. Remember back in the day, the candy section where you scoop?
Oh yeah, same thing as grapes. That's basically the same thing. Peanuts and shit.
You know how they have like the single serving cheese sticks?
Yeah, you bust
them open. I used to bust them open and then just give them apple at the end.
I mean, you can do that. You can do that. But, yeah. I mean, I never saw no need to do it.
Yeah. That's weird. Why don't you just eat it as soon as you leave the
store? That's hungry. Right now. You that hungry?
Because I was a child sitting in a fucking buggy.
Maybe I don't like them and I don't want to buy them. I'm trying these. Trying these chips.
I ain't never tried.
I've done that too. Yeah. Like, ew, these are nasty.
If it ain't open air food, I ain't.
If you ever see like open shit, that's basically the same thing. It's like, ew, these are nasty. I'm buying these.
You know what was one of my favorite things to do growing up as a kid, dog? He's taking the little coupons off of the little
red. Oh, the little dress shit. Yeah. Come back with a bankroll.
They used to be automatic. Just like, just
a dumbass coupon. You got coupons for Palmolive and 8 o'clock coffee.
Hell yeah, baking soda. You like, nigga, I'll do baking soda. Cuz comes to the crib like, ooh, baking soda.
The one thing that is except for one thing that is except for if you go, you know, the grocery store, they got the chicken wings. Get the chicken rings and little shit. Yeah, you can eat that while you shop.
That was the best going hungry. To the grocery store back in the day.
Hold on.
Just some wings.
Why are chicken wings okay, but potato chips not?
Because they put them in a, because they, it's open. They you pay for them already.
So you're telling
they already weighed them and tell the price.
So it's a potato bag of potato chips.
Nah.
You don't buy potato chips by weight.
I don't even know by weight.
You don't go like in the aisle and get the wings. You pick them out. You know what I mean? The lady, you pay for them or whatever, and you. You already bought them.
You're making constrictions into your mind.
You find bags.
Free yourself.
You find bags of chicken bones.
I ain't busting no bag of chips open. That's all.
There's no difference in like having a free sample. You know, that's like, free sample, you're that's like going
to the deli section, getting lunch meat and cheese and making a sandwich and walking around and eat your sandwich because you got all the ingredients.
Are y'all ready?
What you doing?
It's your time to shine.
Oh, I'm not doing woke? Come on, woke. All right, let's go.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Oh, yeah, the paper works.
I got to get that stacking noise.
There you go.
There we go. All right, there's a lot of shit happening in the news.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's just go for it right away. Yeah, Juicy was sentenced to 150 days of jail.
So you going to
free my nigga Juicy? That's where Juicy.
We start. Then
we're
going to start on
Juicy. Yeah, we're starting on Juicy. Yeah, man. And then Juicy was released.
Six days later
for his, while his appeal is pending.
My nigga Juicy Smoothie.
So the people of Chicago need to wear out because Juicy Smollett's attacker is out on the streets again.
He's on the loose.
He's on the loose.
He's on the loose.
He's on the loose.
All right, so that is...
Doing it for the greater good.
For the greater good.
That's what he said afterward. He said, I'm doing it for the greater good.
This one, though.
This one's a gay Tupac.
Hold on, no. This is this shows the kind of, like... arrogance this person has when he was sentenced, he screams out, I'm not suicidal.
I can't stand this nigga.
Like, this motherfucker is like Jeffrey Epstein.
He walked out like this, talking about,
I'm not suicidal. Like literally, like, there's a whole conspiracy of people that are going to kill him to just.
It's the Juicy movement.
The Juicy
movement. Juicy movement.
I'm a juiciest.
Damn, man.
I'm a juiciest.
I'm a juiciest.
And other conclusions, we talked about it.
I'm juiciest as fuck, man.
Like, do you believe that nigga God? I'm a juiciest.
I'm a juiciest. I'm a
juiciest. Juiciest.
I'm the juiciest.
Juiciest.
I'm the juiciest, juiciest, okay?
This motherfucker, man.
I'm a juiciest.
I'm tired of this nigga.
Is that like Judaism?
Your juiciness is on dry, JR. I just want you to know that.
I'm a juiciest. The juiciest.
You lead off with this motherfucker. that's what you lead off with.
Hey, man.
What else? The Ukraine is still going on.
Yeah, the boys.
It's now 4 weeks into it, I think. Yeah, we're in our fourth week.
They're holding on.
I think Ukraine has become like basically the most loved country in the fucking world right now.
Motherfuckers donating Bitcoins.
Like they're doing what we did in like 1776. Yeah, it still goes. What else is there to talk about that
week? Wait, Brittany Griner?
Huh?
She's fucking locked up, bro, over there.
Oh, yeah, so there's this. She's not locked up over this. It's happening, but it is. Hold on.
I said over there.
Hold on. So her sentencing, we believe. So basically, right before this started, Brittany Griner, the number one
Griner. No, she ain't Griner. A rookie. She been.
But anyway, number
she
one
was
player
playing over there,
of in the WNBA was stopped coming as she was leaving the country, and they found vape pens. or supposedly found vape pens. And then the war started in Ukraine, all the sanctions hit Russia, and now Russia is using her as basically a bargaining chip.
She was playing over there.
Yeah, she wasn't over there for whatever. We know that. But she was as she was leaving.
No, but she not in the WNBA at the time. That's what I'm saying. She was playing over there.
No, she was playing over there.
She was making like $2.5 million over there.
She made $2 million a season over there versus half $1 million over there. She been playing over there for like 3 years.
Right.
That I didn't know. I thought she was doing
like her hemp and weed shit in the bag, in the suitcase or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And then got stopped.
Trying to bury her.
Woo, woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, we about to pop off with Ukraine. We need another damn, you know, we need
that's
a
bargaining
chip.
That's basically what it is. This is negotiation. Like,
hey, man, let's go ahead and get that real quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn. Free her.
Yeah, man. Free her. Free
sister. You think they probably got her and thought it was a guy, too. And then they probably...
I don't know.
She's like seven foot on drugs.
Nah, man. I don't know, man. I think the motherfuckers just thought, hey, we got an American. Let's get
it. Yeah, I think they knew what they were doing.
They knew they had her.
They knew they were going to go into... Russia's been knowing that they're gonna fucking invade for a few months now. Oh, yes. You don't just line 150 troops on a border.
What did I say on 3 episodes ago of the High Class Dirtbags podcast? We knew we was gonna invade. Why the fuck you think we pulled out of Iraq so fucking quick this year, dog?
Yeah.
Like them niggas knew we couldn't like, do ASAP. Two fucking war at two ASAP. Fronts, dog. We pulled out that motherfucker so quick, and everybody was like, I don't really understand why we pulled out that bitch so quick. Lo and behold, 4 months later, what the fuck is going on, bro?
What, we sending people over there?
No, we're not, dog. You can't be over in the Middle East fighting a war and then fighting a war in Russia.
Because it's over our oil and shit. That's what it's about to me. That's why I gasped.
No, over there, Afghanistan wasn't about oil. Afghanistan, if you really look at it,
we ain't talking about. I mean,
there was a reason there, but no, the reason they don't talk about is Afghanistan has the number one poppy seeds. They grow more opium than any place in the fucking world. You think it's coincidence that we invaded Afghanistan and the whole country becomes addicted to Oxycontins and heroin? No. That's not a coincidence, bro.
That's what we do.
That's something. That's like conspiracy theory talk. But in a few years, you'll find out that
that's true.
The Sekler family got all their opium from fucking Afghanistan.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, of course, dog.
All right. So, in addition to that, China's now on the fence of what the fuck they're gonna do. So, depending on what China does, it can either be World War III or it can just be nothing, and we could just sanction Russia to the ground.
It could be too many lives at stake if they decide.
I mean, they're bombing like
everybody to fucking fight.
Yeah. Bombing theater houses and maternity wards and like.
Figure this shit out.
There was a day when 90 something kids were killed.
That's crazy. They gotta figure this shit out, bro.
Hey, we ain't got nothing to do with that shit.
China's smart enough. Man.
No, we don't. But
China's smart enough to know, man. That's what I'm thinking.
I think China's in there for the business. You know what I mean? Like they know, they're basically like China's just like us in the sense like we both have a world dominance present. We do ours through military. Like whereas China does it through commerce. Whereas we send, fucking 100,000 troops to go be in Africa somewhere, China's building bridges and power plants in Africa. Yeah. So in order to keep business going, they have to be business friendly in a sense. Right. You know
that's
what I mean?
Is,
to be us, in bed with us right now is not right. Business friendly.
No. Yeah.
So Tom Brady retired. We talked about it on the last one.
And then what?
Hold on. And then his last passed football. Was it a touchdown football or just the last passed one?
It was a touchdown.
It was a touchdown.
Regardless, the last football he threw was auctioned off for $500,000 and somebody bought it. And then Brady's like, you know what? I'm not going to retire. Uh-huh. So now that ball ain't worth shit.
Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch.
That's enough for me, dog.
If you have $500,000 to spend on a fucking football,
I don't think he's gonna be that mad.
You know what? Fuck it. Like I can't feel bad.
Yeah.
I
on a football. Yeah.
I'm not saying you didn't earn your money. You didn't do any of that. But I'm also like,
it does nothing.
If you saved up all your money to buy this football, you're a fucking idiot.
But you gotta think though, probably like even after he officially retires, it's probably still gonna be, years after he probably still gets something.
He has some money
for the ball.
$500,000. If you had it to spend on the ball, you ain't hurt that much.
That's yes.
You still got the ball.
All right, what else is there?
I would have to whoop somebody's ass though. I'm like, hey man, Tom Brady in real life,
yeah, man, like refinance my house to do that shit
with the ball.
Now that's different.
You send him an invoice. I'm sure you paid.
I send my kids to public school out of private school.
I mean, Tom Brady's got like so like it's not even Tom Brady who has the money. It's Giselle. Like Giselle, he could literally be like, Giselle, can I get $500,000?
He got money too.
No, he has money, of course. He's a fucking number one. He's the greatest quarterback in NFL history. But
so much money.
He's married to one of the
Six Super Bowls.
Okay, Super Bowl is in America. Yeah. Nobody in the world gives a shit about America.
I understand what you're saying.
Giselle is on magazine covers in every country in the world.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
He makes more money than him.
But I think Tom Brady at this point is bigger than Giselle.
Because you live in the United States.
No. I'm not talking about like I think globally.
He ain't saying bigger though. He said made more money.
He was an UGG spoke. He was a model too. Or Uggs and all that shit.
I think Tom Brady big.
Again, you guys are talking about
six Super Bowl
national celebrity. He's married to an international celebrity.
Okay.
You're basically comparing.
Bro, are you talking to me like I don't know what the fuck.
I was saying, but you're basically comparing Tom Brady to Ronaldo.
No, bro, I'm telling you right now. At one point,
but that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
You are.
No, at one point.
They both athletes.
Hold on. At one point, yes, that could have been said, but I think at this point, no, he's internationally. He's internet. He has transcended that, though. Maybe when he was when he just won three Super Bowls, yes. But this nigga has literally won the most Super Bowls ever, bro. Like, trust me, dog. The world knows who the fuck Tom Brady is.
The world knows who Tom Brady is.
I'm telling you, dog.
I want to let you guys know because you guys are. Hold on. This is something like you guys are all American, born, bred, everything. Nobody in the world gives a shit about the Super Bowl.
Listen, this ain't the time.
But he's saying not as much as her.
Nobody cares about the Super Bowl. I want you to know that.
Tom Brady got so many endorsements.
Again, you're only comparing American things. I'm not saying that he doesn't.
She is.
You guys are comparing a population of 300 million.
It's different,
to
bro.
7 billion.
Listen, it's different now.
There is no. It's different. She's still relevant.
Maybe 10, 15 years ago.
So we talk about that. He's my Michael Jordan. How Tom Brady became the NFL's first true global icon. Thank you very much.
You found the thing. She's worth $400 million.
Thank you very much.
Bam, 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 bam.
That's not right.
What
are
you saying?
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
What are you saying? She's bigger than him.
Hold on.
Yeah, again, he's like making like he won his point. He brought the point to himself.
Bro, I'm telling you. You're talking about money, dog. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about at one point in time, what I said... What I've been saying for the last 10 minutes, and I'll say it again. Y'all been arguing, so y'all ain't been listening to what the fuck I've been saying. So I'll say it again.
No.
So what the fuck I said was, at one point, Tom Brady was not internationally known as much as Giselle, right? Yeah, at one point in time. You're right. But now he is because of how much he has won in the NFL. You know how much billions the NFL has thrown at this one man.
We ain't disagreeing with that.
We're not disagreeing with that.
You are.
But I'm saying if you go to a small town in fucking Brazil and ask him, who is Tom Brady? They're going to be like, I don't know. Who is Giselle?
That's not true.
Hold on.
That's what I'm saying.
If I say who is Giselle, they'll be like, oh, she's on a billboard.
How are you lying?
Like, you guys are high. Tom Brady doesn't have billboards in fucking Argentina.
He does, though.
No, he doesn't. Why would he?
Because
if a Tag Heuer watch, Victoria's Secret is international fucking company.
All right, hold on. Brady is the first true ambassador of a league intent on global relevance.
Nigga, I wrote that.
Trips to Brazil, Japan, Ghana, and other spots.
Michael Jordan is a bigger international celebrity.
But no, this is what I'm saying, though, dog. Tom Brady is Michael Jordan,
like
dog.
Other places
like how Michael Jordan was of that era, Tom Brady has been of this era, bro. That's what you're not understanding.
Everybody calm down.
I'm telling you, bro.
Other countries like basketball. Other countries like baseball. The way do we get baseball players? Please tell me, like how many we get a fuck ton of baseball players from other countries.
No, because
we do. We get a fuck ton of other hockey players from other countries. Yeah. We don't get a lot of basketball players from other countries or football players.
Yeah, we do. It's a lot of basketball.
A few.
No, a lot of basketball players from other countries.
I meant to say football. Basketball, yes. Football, football is an American sport, solely American.
That don't mean other countries don't watch football.
Because of American population.
You don't have to have people over there, coming to the NFL.
You guys, I'm from another country. Literally, like there is football in America, in Israel, but nobody watches it. The only places is on ESPN, which every fucking country has.
If you ever watch NFL Europe, it was players from all over the country, all over the world.
They have one game in England.
No, it wasn't one game.
They have one game a year in England.
No, it wasn't one game. They had a bunch of teams. They was.
I'm not saying that Tom Brady isn't an international superstar.
Yes, you are.
I'm not saying that. I said his wife is a bigger international superstar. That's all I'm saying.
That's all he's saying. That's all
I understand that.
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying he's.
But that's what I've been trying to tell you.
He has made international fame.
Not anymore.
I don't think he's bigger, though.
That's you.
I don't think he's bigger.
I'm telling you, that's what you think.
Who gives a fuck about modeling?
I'm telling you, dog.
Every man in the world knows who Giselle is.
Every man in the fucking world. I'm telling you, dog. Motherfuckers know who Tom Brady is.
All right, so not every man. But you think every man knows who Tom Brady is?
Dog, yes, dog.
More men going to know who Tom Brady is than Giselle. Go to any barber shop in the hood, and niggas going to be like, who?
More niggas know who Michael Jordan was than Giselle, bro. Michael Jordan ain't been around in 20 years, so you know who replaced Michael Jordan?
Tom Brady, dog. LeBron James.
LeBron James is more famous than Tom Brady.
You either hate LeBron or you love LeBron, dog. Tom Brady has internet global, dog.
You either hate Tom Brady or you love Tom Brady. I think they're equally known.
Yeah, dog.
LeBron and Tom Brady, I think they're the best one.
No! There's no NFL in China. China has NBA. Hold on. Let me finish with numbers. We have 300 million people living in the United States. We've talked about this on the podcast before.
With the age of the internet.
Can I finish a fact?
I don't really want to hear your fact because the fact is, you talk about China. China emulates our culture, bro. They watch our television.
International star? You guys keep getting off subject.
Is bigger than Giselle. Point blank.
Whereas the NBA is watched by 300 million people in China. That's how much viewers they have. 300 million viewers.
Okay.
In the NBA.
Okay.
In China.
How many? Know who?
LeBron James.
How many in the NFL?
Zero. That's a whole country of a billion people.
Zero. You pull the other bullshit stat up. Pull that up.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Give me that stat. How many people in China watch NFL?
Viewership.
It ain't gonna be no little number to piss on.
Motherfuckers watch football too.
Nah, they all over like basketball, dog.
Millions in China watch Super Bowl via mobile devices. First article.
What the fuck it says millions? Like it's a bill. It's a country for billions. Give me a number.
It's the age of the internet. That's all I'm saying. You can know who anybody is. NFL, you don't necessarily have to watch football.
The NFL is exactly what I'm looking for.
China.
This is what I'm saying. You don't necessarily have to watch football to know who is at the top of a sport
in
America. So if you research American sports. If you Google American sports, LeBron going
to
pop up. Tom Brady going to pop up. Whoever at the top of whatever else sport.
Thank you, bro. That's why I'm... That's why I'm representing
our sports to other countries.
But then when you click on my...
Hold on.
Pop up. That's all.
200 million.
The 200 million is the potential. An estimation of 26 million is what it is right now. So in time, yes.
26 million ain't...
But right now, we somehow switch from who's bigger, Brady or LeBron.
No.
I'm still going with LeBron.
My point is that I said they equally...
Yeah, I think still think LeBron is bigger.
Football
is still
LeBron is bigger here.
Don't go on. Football is gaining momentum in the rest of the world.
A little bigger because
basketball is way more international than football.
Basketball is the most international sport.
No, it is.
So
I give
you soccer is the most international.
I give you that. But to say Tom Brady's not international,
I never said that.
What are you saying?
Never said that.
At one point, dog, I'm telling you, the NFL, dog. I used to work for NFL Films, dog. These motherfuckers have spent billions of dollars to brand Tom Brady as the ambassador of the NFL, dog, to make this motherfucker face known on every fucking continent, dog.
But hold on,
in every fucking village, bro. So for you to sit here and tell me that this motherfucker is not at that point now,
it's
ludicrous because they literally spent billions of dollars the last 10 years doing this shit, bro.
All right, and it was a failed investment. Because, China is under strict censorship. Hold on, Trent, let me talk. You've seen LeBron apologize a million times for saying something, you know, it's free Tibet thing. Do you see the NFL, the American sport, bending over to China's will? If China's like, hey, we don't want you to salute freedom, do you see the NFL doing that? Whereas the NBA has already done it for years now just to gain that audience.
But I don't even.
The NFL will not be.
Because
the same
NFL players ain't coming out talking about what's going on in China is wrong. That's why LeBron came out and said that shit, dog. Because he came on
apologized.
After a game and was like, what's going on with the shit in China is wrong.
And then apologized.
And then he
had to apologize,
dog. Okay, Nick, when do you see niggas on the field getting hit after a fucking 50-yard catch talking about, man, what's going on in China is wrong?
Because they're going to be Kaepernick. They're going to get booed out.
What are you
out
talking about? They're taking a knee.
They're going to get booed out of the NFL because you can't talk about nothing. What the fuck are you talking about?
During the game, it's something China doesn't air.
They know not to say shit in the NFL.
Bro, what is he talking about, bro?
China doesn't air anything that goes against the system.
Them niggas don't say shit in the NFL.
No, I understand.
The NFL says the most.
The players can't.
They take knees. They wear things on their fucking jerseys, on their helmets, on their shoes.
I understand what you're saying, dog. But the NFL is a different. Like I'm telling you, bro. Like I get what you're saying, bro. At one point in time, Tom Brady was probably like, oh, that's just Giselle's husband. Now, niggas, I just pulled
up. No, he's always been Tom Brady.
No.
We just saying she's bigger than him, man. That's all we said.
Now it's always but. She's not, though, dog.
Like, yeah, like, we trying to diminish
this
shit.
Not anymore.
Not
anymore, dog. At one point in time, that could have been said. Yes, I'll agree with that.
Okay.
But now, no.
But hold on, let's your thing. But let me say this before we walk away. So, yes, Tom Brady has now reached international success and is known worldwide. Giselle has reached that.
He's not now, dog. He's been fucking international. Bro, I just told you they been.
Why are you getting so mad?
Because I'm telling you,
you're not even letting me finish my sentence before you have a rebuttal
because
for it.
Spending billions of dollars on
she has been an international superstar since the 90s.
Okay,
in case we all forgot. Who was Tom Brady in the 90s?
I don't know, bro.
So she's been on this level forever.
I just don't see
he
more
has
people
just
know
now reached international
is.
Stardom, where she's okay, been it since she was a teenager.
All right, bro.
That's what he just said.
That's all I'm saying. All he right. is not right, as
let's
big.
Go to the next, one,
next subject.
Yeah. Shit ain't that,
that's
sense
crazy,
to
dog.
Me,
yeah.
I'm rolling
yeah,
with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I ain't rolling with that, dog.
That's enough for me, dog.
I don't know if I can believe that.
Yeah, dog. Like,
I don't know.
Listen, believe Santa Claus. It's okay.
I thought he was real.
I thought he was real one time, too.
Nah.
All right, so back to N.P. Oren. I feel like I want a button pushed again. What else is there? Oh, you can't say gay in Florida schools anymore. You can't.
What you gotta say that?
You basically like you can't say anything gay, and you can also be offended.
You can't say anything gay. What?
Like you can't teach about gayness at all.
What is the? Then how are they gonna learn? What? That's up to the parents.
I don't understand. It makes no sense
up
either.
To the parents now, because God thought gay was a word.
You basically can't like use it. Like if you teach about a person in history and they happen to be gay, you can't say that.
You can't
they were
say homosexual. Or you can't say.
I don't even think you can say
gay.
That they're homosexual.
You can't say homosexual.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
So are they going against the gay people? Or
against the gay people.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, I ain't know if that was for. Like, I ain't know if that was protecting them. Or,
okay.
No, it's against. Okay.
They're like, they don't want to hear.
It's basically the same thing. Almost like you can't
don't
teach like
that gay
true
shit.
Black history. Now you can't teach like gay history.
Don't be talking that gay shit. Like, don't teach about gays. Damn, say the word gay.
Oh, this is a fun one.
You can't
one.
Say gay in the word. You can't say nothing about, like, relationship, gay relationships. It's kind of stupid.
Oh, they're just trying to act like it don't exist.
The Senate passed a law to do no more daylight savings time.
So that means ain't no...
They didn't pass the law. Hold on. Let me get this right. Everybody's saying it passed the law. What it is there's a bill, like a I don't know how, minimum or regulation, where basically if nobody says no... It passes. Mm-mm. So ideally, somebody put daylight savings time. Nobody saw it, so it passed. And now it's a potential that we can do away with no more daylight savings time.
Like no more spring forward.
Like, it's already passed one house of...
That's just weird. I mean,
yeah.
One branch of government.
I mean,
we tried this in the 70s.
I don't know. I don't have it anywhere.
Within a year, the people were like,
I mean, I know
this.
Why they do it. I know why they do it.
So we have later nights.
Not, I mean, it's just because the sun comes up at a different time. I mean, the sun goes down at a different time in these different seasons. So the way to, like, kind of regulate, I guess.
It's basically done to keep us awake at a, you know, like, so we wake up at, you know, like the same time. It's kind of daylightish.
Yeah.
And we're now in a society where we more care about, like, coming home time.
Well,
so we want more time at the end of the day.
Yeah, they should do us like Spain. Give us We work four. I think they work four days. They work 4 days a week in Spain, and then they get like a break.
I think Dubai, they get to go home and shit.
And then they go back to work.
Yeah, dog. You know how much money those companies will lose if they go to a 4 day work week?
Some companies, Microsoft tried it in Japan, and they actually saved money. A lot of companies that do it,
Comcast, it's just a hard thing.
There was a
Comcast is 4 day work
week. There was a story about changing and how people there was basically an advertisement in like a Pittsburgh newspaper or something like that. I think it was life insurance, not important. But they would advertise like a whole front page on the Sunday paper. They've been doing it for like 30 years. All of a sudden, the person who was in charge of doing this, I guess, got replaced, and they forgot to pay the newspaper, the mortgage company, you know, the insurance company to get the advertisement. Mm. So for like, I think like four months, their ad was not run in the fucking paper, saving the company a fuck ton of money. And also, they didn't lose any sales. Like, they basically stayed the same. Yeah. So then when they figured this out, they had a meeting of like, well, we really don't need it. The name, you know, like Liberty Mutual, let's just say, has become such a staple name. Like, we don't even need advertisement anymore.
We still talking about daylight savings.
They still did with the advertisement. The company was like, no, just still pay them to do the advertisement and take out the full page. So
I'm like, wait, hold on. We talk about daylight savings?
Yeah, we're still talking about daylight savings. I mean,
you're taking
finished.
It a long way, right?
Yes. All right. It's a matter of, like, even if the change is there, like, society is not going to fucking change because it's used to it. You see what I mean? Like, yeah. the company still decided to spend $5,000 a month, even though it didn't benefit it at all. Like, without spending it.
I don't hate it.
Like,
it didn't make a difference.
They still made the same amount of money.
I don't hate it that much. I don't hate daylight savings that much. It's all right.
It's something to look forward
when
to.
When we get an hour, that's cool. I'll take an extra hour. Because we just go back out.
It doesn't bother. I mean, it bothers me for like the first day, but yeah, I don't know if I'm going to want
to
go to work.
It's not like you got to set clocks all over again. I mean, at this point in my life,
I'm used to the different time areas of light according to the different seasons.
Yeah.
So now it's gonna a natural be weird thing to happen. It's going to be weird as fuck when niggas get the same motherfucking light.
No, we wouldn't. It would basically be like our, you know, in wintertime, our sun would, we just get a later, you know, instead of the sun setting at 5, would be, but on the backside of that, we'd be going to work. It would still be dark at like 8:30.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's
cold and that shit. Yeah.
Like we push it back so we have, you know, we at least have sunlight. Yeah. You know, late hours of the morning.
It don't bother me none because it works.
There's a couple of states that damn got rid of that shit.
Yeah, man.
Are we the only country that practices that shit?
Nah, a bunch of countries still do it.
I'm about to say, man, I don't mind it at this point in my life. I'm used to it. Fuck it. That's cool. Man, don't spoil these kids. These kids are getting everything. They got VR. They got fucking. They get everything.
They get to play all day now.
Oh, yeah.
We can't beat them. Like, all kind of shit. We got beat.
It's not on here.
Can't call them names.
We had GMO. It was cool to be vegan growing up. Now all these motherfuckers, you got everything, dog.
Kids is vegan. They choosing to be vegan. My daughter talking about she's vegetarian. What you know? You ain't even finished eating all the...
Right. You don't even like
Brussels. Had the good stuff yet.
You don't even like Brussels.
You ain't even gave wings a try. You don't even fuck with wings. What the fuck? You ain't bailing out this early.
I haven't even taken any Chinese food for you.
We ain't even went to Korean barbecue yet. And you like, you bailing on me?
Try
this first.
Betraying
me like vegetarian.
Like what?
Damn.
Where did that come from? That's fucking hilarious.
Man,
I was gonna give you a smoker for your 15th birthday. My daddy gave it to me and my family just gave me
a new bar. You ain't even touch no ribs.
Just sitting catching dust.
Man.
Damn.
All right. So another conclusion. Remember a few weeks ago or episodes ago, we talked about the Duncan employee who punched
the old man.
Killed him. He was only sentenced to two years house arrest, 2 years probation.
Free my dog.
The jury of his peers was like, you know what? You did say him to ask you to say it again.
He said, say it again.
And he chose to say it again.
He said it again.
Not guilty, sir.
I told you, what did we say on this goddamn podcast? One Punch Man episode. Check that out. What the fuck do? What do we say? Yeah. We told these motherfuckers here. We was like, yo, there's no way a jury's gonna find this man guilty of murder.
And guess what?
They did.
Self-pride defense. Remember?
You know what he said when they gave him that sentence in the courtroom? I did it for the greater good, bitch.
Definitely for the greater good.
Yeah, he walked out of court. He's got that picture, like that boxing picture.
Court like that.
I hope, you know what would be the best?
I imagine he stood over him like, ha, Muhammad Ali.
You know what would be a great opportunity here for Dunkin' Donuts to, like, pick him up as a sponsor?
Oh, yeah.
No. You know what I mean? No. Like, knock your day out with Dunkin's coffee.
The family will give consent. Oh, they want the cut of that.
Damn. Kill the day with Munchkins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to in the corner. Your day. Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
That's funny, man.
That motherfucker said, "You want it for the greater good, bitch." Greater good. There's no way we can find this man guilty, though. Your Honor. He was defending his honor.
The nigga in jail taking pictures of the boxer and shit. With niggas in jail taking
I wonder that dude he hit though. He probably had like all kind of like charges and like racist shit.
Underlying conditions.
And they was like, the juror probably looked at this shit like, damn, he did.
They probably looked at his like Facebook post and it's like all lives matter.
He's probably known to be a racist motherfucker.
We should kill them all.
You don't get him out.
I told you, dog.
We should kill all.
They got pictures of him at rallies and shit.
All the niggas.
He went his whole life talking about that one nigga.
He found him.
No, he was Hispanic.
Gotcha, bitch.
He was a black dude.
I thought it was his pal.
He was a black dude.
Oh, that would have been even better.
Yeah, he was a black dude.
I didn't think it would be you.
That music will kill Bill Stack playing. That music will kill Bill Stack playing.
I'm gonna fucking got out the drop. This motherfucking nigga didn't give me my sauce.
Oh man, he
going in there.
Too hot.
Why did you go in there?
He went right into this. One.
Came in a little too hot. I'm keeping it real, girl.
I've been waiting my whole life for this moment.
All right. So, in addition, I mean, I guess this is kind of a good segue to it. Georgia passes no license to carry. Like anybody who has a gun can just carry now in Georgia.
Yeah.
So now this old racist man, instead of coming in yelling the N-word, he's going to start shooting.
I don't know. I'm not surprised.
This is the South, though. Yeah. I'm not the Just like that, how they got these ridiculous weed laws halfway across the country, and then you can get locked up and go to jail for life for it here. You know what I'm saying? But then you can have a ridiculous-ass gun on your persons in public here, but you can't do that shit in Cali, dog, where weed is legal. I get it, dog. I will sacrifice guns.
For weed. We can have a guns for weed drive. And everybody turn in your guns and get a pound, baby.
Facts, dog. Turn in all my pistols.
I'm in line, my nigga.
Yeah, all my pistols.
5 pounds. I turn it.
Not all of them. I ain't gonna turn all.
Nah, I'm gonna keep one. Two.
Yeah, you gotta keep it. 2, 3, 4.
Shit. 5. Keep I'm gonna give him one. I'm gonna go get at least
a pound. Semi and a shotgun.
Yeah, I'm at least get a free pound.
I'm gonna get one pound.
See how long this lasts. I might be back.
I might be back. See what I do with this.
At the very least, I can get.
How long y'all got this going?
It's not a one time thing. I can come back, right?
All right, I'll be back.
I'll go.
Remember my face.
What's your name? I'm gonna be back, baby. I promise you, I just got to think.
I'm gonna
go get my girl. She got some guns too.
I'm gonna go home and smoke, and then I'm gonna come back and think. I'll let you know.
Nah, I definitely give up. And that's why I was like, damn. As soon as they passed that law, I was like, we ain't never getting weed.
But here's the difference between like, I mean, I'm not an anti-gun person. I really am not. I'm just, it makes no sense to me. Like, for instance, and I'll use the cars as an example. Like, the more cars on the road, you would think that there would just be more deaths. But it's statistically, like, you know, cars are safer than they were back in the 60s. Whereas now, we have more guns than we do in the 60s, but statistically, we even have more fucking deaths. What we're doing is we're just constantly passing these gun laws, whereas, like,
the car companies are like, all right, now everybody has to have a seatbelt. Now everybody has to have insurance, like not licenses. At, like, you know what I mean?
Like, they're not looking at the crime.
They're like, they're just like.
Only, but you got to think. Addition, hold on, that's only in the South, though, dog. Because you got to think, all those other fucking states, dog, these motherfuckers is not passing these gun laws.
Oh, no, but no, but they still can that buy. Like,
it wouldn't be wise.
Yeah, but these motherfuckers yeah. ain't.
You think they're going to California, New York,
you can tell. No, you can't. But you can still have, like, you know, like. You know, outside of Los Angeles, outside of hold on, outside of New York City, outside of Chicago, which is the equivalent of going to like Dunwoody or Conyers or something like that, you can have a giant arsenal and do whatever the fuck you want. There's state laws and then there's just city laws, like city ordinances, and those are always at a constant battle.
You know why I think though because like in those cities and shit like that, you got to think like it's a lot of people on top of a lot.
Yeah, that's
of
what. I was, that's
so
what
if
I
you
was
got talking. Automatic weapons on top of automatic weapons, what? It's like
a
yo,
lot
that's
of innocent lives.
But
this,
here
that.
In the South, you might have cities like Atlanta. You got Atlanta, but everything else around Atlanta is country as well.
No, that's a very valid.
So it's like it's spread out. So it's like shit, nigga. Like I gotta have me a pistol. I gotta be able to walk around with my pistol to cover this 100 acres type shit. You know what I'm saying?
But here's
so that's why it's a little different.
No.
But they don't take in the fact that Atlanta has become like a New York and shit like that. It's become very popular.
I think they do. I think they do. But crime. I think it's really for. The white people to you know what I'm saying,
actually, feel like,
that's what I think is mostly for. That shit ain't for us.
It's not like it's basically like it's basically there's more guns on the street now, so we need to protect ourselves by having more guns. Therefore, like you know, gun manufacturers will ramp up guns. But here's the thing about all guns. Hold on, let me just finish.
They doing it because of these motherfuckers going in Walmart and shooting these motherfuckers.
But hold on,
but all these motherfuckers is going to Walmart shooting motherfuckers. Now it's them. They doing it.
But that, it's not them. They're doing it because of an interstate shooting it. They're doing it because of, you know, they're using
whatever
the little minute things. But in a sense, like, what they're forgetting is, like, there's not a single gun in this fucking country that wasn't manufactured at a legal facility. You know what I mean? Like, there is no legal gun factories.
It's the South. They want to arm the people just in case some shit goes
But the more you arm the people, the more you arm the criminals.
Nah, you can get ghost guns.
You can't. Like, just like I can buy... Hold on.
They're willing to risk that.
Just like I can buy, like, a, you know, somebody who made a car in their garage.
They want their sons
but it's not
their
a, it's not a big manufacturer.
They want their sons and their daughters to be able to walk around and carry guns no matter what, and you know what I mean, without...
You, sure, that's fine.
That that's what that
but
is.
The thing is when you create more gun, you know, like more...
They don't care about the
I know, that's what I'm saying. Is they don't care, but what it is, like, the more guns you create, the more I can buy guns legally, the more you're going to make illegally. Like, every fucking person who grows pot, you know, legally, knows that there's a back market that they're going to sell to as well. They grow 100 fucking pounds. Yeah. 40 of those pounds are going to fall off the truck above because they don't want to pay taxes. The same goes with guns. The same goes just like that. Not necessarily the manufacturer, but the dealers, the this, the that. Like,
I mean, I get that, but I get what you're saying. But a lot of these motherfuckers who are gonna be open carrying is getting their guns.
It's gonna
legally.
Be a wild west out here.
Like they're getting their guns legally. Yeah. So I mean, you I ain't.
Think, I'm not pissing on that.
I don't think there's not gonna be not one nigga that got a gun illegally open and carry.
No.
If you got a gun illegally. Right? You're not going to be out here with a gun on your head.
Bullshit.
No motherfuckers out here now.
I'm smoking weed in California like I got a fucking prescription before it was legal. You know what I mean?
I mean
like,
yeah, they will be out with them anyway.
Now, I'm talking about open carry, dog. Like, just viewable on your hip.
Niggas if got your shit now.
If your shit is
shit
illegal.
Exactly.
Niggas is not. Dog,
ooh,
niggas.
Southside, nigga.
They might have all up in Atlantic Mall like
nigga,
that.
How do they regulate
that's what I'm
that,
saying,
though? How do they regulate?
We of course niggas is gonna walk around.
How do they really come with
a
legal gun? So you gotta start pulling everybody over.
Let me finish, and I want to hear your question. You got a good question. Go.
What? No, of course these niggas is walking around with motherfucking legal motherfucking guns and illegal guns and shit in they hood, but I'm talking about they making it open carry to where it's like you
nigga,
can be
go
anywhere.
To Cumberland Mall,
hold
bro.
On. You could be anywhere, dog. You could be anywhere, dog. I'm telling, dog, I've been to Cumberland Mall, bro.
Them niggas walk around with motherfucking 30 states. I'm talking about Ben doing that shit, boy, walking in that motherfucker with them young niggas, boy, for real.
All right, let's say three, we'll use us four. Three of us are legally allowed to carry, one of us isn't. We're all carrying guns. Yeah.
How the fuck is a cop gonna know who's who? You know what I mean? Like,
the black man.
Obviously, but here's the thing: I'm the only one in this group who can't carry a fucking gun.
But this is what I'm saying. They
gonna
get away.
They gonna fuck with us because we black and you with us.
Oh, it's definitely a white guy's white man's wrong.
If that was the case. If that's niggas, if niggas was just who already got them and they got them illegally and now it's
that was legal back then, to carry but now them niggas. Is-
so what the police gonna do? Start stretching everybody?
Yes, everybody's black.
That's gonna be a fucked up situation.
Duh,
you know what I'm saying? So that I think that might be the point of it.
Nah, they just make the police job harder.
It's gonna be more niggas now, getting pulled over.
Now niggas getting now niggas can
if you walk in, it's gonna be more niggas getting harassed just walking. You know what I'm saying? With or without a gun.
Like, I got a pistol on me. Like, shit,
they gonna be checking.
I got a pistol on me, dog. Like, out.
He's got a gun.
Like, nigga, yeah. It's
I forgot that law kicked in yesterday.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, you might have a cell phone on your hip. Like, yeah, if dog, niggas like, still carry a cell phone.
Imagine just pulling out the cell phone.
I don't know, man. Like, get popped. Nope.
Yeah. Me personally, I feel like this is.
I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't think it's a good idea. I would gladly sacrifice the gun laws for weed laws.
I don't think it's a good idea at all.
Let's make some money off of it. You ain't about to make no money off this gun shit.
What state just doing that, dog? If you've been convicted of weed, I think Mississippi. If you've been convicted of weed crimes,
they about to give you a first dibs.
Yeah, first dibs at the fucking license.
I don't know if it's Mississippi.
Yo, that's some bullshit.
Why is it bullshit?
Because I've got all my weed charges in South Carolina.
It's coming, baby.
Damn, I am standing, like, first in line, motherfucker.
Excuse me. Remember me?
Remember me?
2001 over here. Fuck you, 2001.
Have your paperwork and shit.
I got one of them expunged, but shit, you see them other two, right?
Show up with your fucking, show up with your mugshot. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember? I got a little beard now.
I've been good. I've been good, baby.
Yeah, I'm here to get what's mine.
Yeah, yo. But y'all niggas did fuck with me, though. Yeah, y'all did get me.
I bought this briefcase of cash.
Show me the ways.
Yeah.
Don't put me in that list.
Y'all ain't got to give me no reparations, but hook a brother up.
All right, and on the last one, this is kind of, it's an NPR one, but it also falls, I guess we can even do this in a, that enough for me, dog. So there's a divorce with a guy, they've been married for like 20-something years. It's obviously like she's a lot younger than him. He's rich as fuck. They got married back in, like, I don't know, the 80s.
Yeah.
And she filed for divorce now, in 2022. Mm. And it turns out that they went to, I think, the Cayman Islands, where you can actually only one party has to consent for divorce. And while the couple was there, he filed for divorce, divorced his wife. And then they lived the remaining 18 years of their life, you know, 18 years of life. And then when she went to file for divorce, he's like, nope, I divorced you 18 years ago.
Damn.
Wait, that's dirtbag of the motherfucking
year. But in a sense,
keep the change, you filthy animal.
That's hard.
I don't think that can legally stand.
Why not?
Because we're in the United States, in a sense. Like,
That's just legal. That's just legal.
In that same vein,
if they filed the paperwork in the game.
They got married here in the States. They went to like the Cayman Islands or whatever, something like that. Vacation. And there, he divorced her.
They was already married.
They were already married.
And then he went there.
But in that country, only one party, well, everywhere in the world, like you need both parties to consent to divorce. Mm. Whereas in this country, only, if you just file for divorce, you're divorced.
Only one.
You don't even have to let the other person know.
So he filed.
He did it. They came back, had kids, lived, and so now we just.
They came back and still lived together?
And still lived for like 18 years.
But she ain't know.
She had no idea about this. So now when she divorced, he's like. After 20 years, he's like, oh, I was prepared for this. I divorced you back in 1998 or something like that. So I don't have to. Yeah, like basically, like you don't get anything.
Nothing. Yeah, nah, you divorced. Bitch, we been broke up.
But they've been together for 20 years afterwards.
Even my girlfriend.
Even in a sense. That's even like you're divorced. Now you're on the common law marriages. Wouldn't you be?
Right. Right. If you live that long with somebody you married that's under common law, right? Do that still stand up in court?
That's so, but here's can you do the opposite?
You give a $500 gift card and be like,
keep that shit.
Could you do the opposite? Can you go to the Cayman Islands and just be like, I'm marrying this motherfucker? You don't need to know.
I got it. You definitely gotta have one.
And now when you go to break up, like, nah, you gotta get a divorce.
Nah, we gotta go all the way back to the goddamn camera. No, bitch.
That would be fucked up.
I think that's fucked up on the dude's part. Like, I can understand,
that's
like,
that's definitely why you still, why you,
yeah, 20 years together, like,
still be with her when you get back.
I think 20 years together, she's not with you for the money, bro. Like,
he thought it was gonna be like,
she might have married you with the money.
Don't be with her.
I think he thought it was gonna be like 2-3 years, and then like after 5, he was like, "Fuck, yeah. Shit, I'm just gonna stick this motherfucker out, man. We done had this motherfucker out, bro.
Already had 2 kids and shit already.
Look, when they said it came time, he's like, you know what? I forgot myself. I forgot I divorced you myself.
I divorced you already.
It's been so long.
Like, yeah, let me go ahead and do this.
What? I got these papers. I just got these papers.
That's fucked up.
All right. Well,
it's pretty smart, dude.
Was that MP on?
Yeah. Oh, and
that was NPR.
The Crown Act passes. You cannot hate or discriminate on people's hair anymore, specifically black folks.
That's called a common sense law. If you
ask me, right?
Why was we doing that anyway? What the fuck was?
Hey, and this has been NPR.
Good news, everyone.
This is Orin Malik. Good night and good luck.
Oh, man.
All right. Yes, best part of the day.
I love this segment.
This week on the newest segment of the High Class Dirtbags podcast. You might have heard this segment on other shows, but I don't give a fuck because we're going to do this shit here because we High Class Dirtbags podcast. Hey, it's going to be called Guess That Crime.
No, Guess That Race.
Oh, yeah, guess that race, according to the crime.
Guess that race. According to the crime. Oh, and curveball, I have one for all of you that I heard on the way over here.
Hold on.
So try and say yours, and I got one.
All right. Since I know these, I'm going to ask them. All right. This week on Guess That Crime. Sailor kills his wife lover when he comes home early from work.
What do you mean? So he came home and found his wife with somebody else?
Yep, and he shot the dude.
I'm going to say black. I'm going to say black because I believe I saw
it. Oh, that sounds Hispanic to me.
I think I saw this somewhere.
It sounds Hispanic.
I'm thinking that, but I'm going to say
very passionate about Sailor. Sailor.
I think I've seen this.
Ain't too many Hispanic sailors no more.
I'm saying,
there's definitely a lot of black people in the Navy.
I think a nigga did this one.
But we ain't too much gonna. I'm gonna say white, man.
Niggas get real mad when somebody else.
Damn, you're right.
That's a nigga, man. White dudes just believe. You know what I'm saying?
So did he kill her and the lover?
Just the lover.
I'm gonna say black. Because white dude would kill everybody.
Yeah, white dude would kill him, both.
He would kill everybody. I'm saying black. I'm gonna go black.
Wouldn't have no witnesses.
I'm gonna go black.
Gotcha, bitch.
Who was it? What's the truth?
I said Hispanic.
It was a black guy.
I knew a nigga did that.
All right. So it's tied.
Power to PUSSY. Right.
The next one.
Damn, you killed that guy.
All right. Well, another crime. Damn. Man kills 2 kids over Facebook. Damn,
kids?
Yep.
What kind of kids?
Teenagers.
A man killed 2 teenagers.
Like a 40-year-old man.
Oh, that sounds like a white dude.
A 40-year-old man kills 2 teenagers.
Facebook posts.
Over this a Facebook post.
First of all, why are they friends on Facebook?
I don't even think they were friends.
Now, when the news say, man, it could be like a 26-year-old.
No, it was a 40-year-old man.
Oh, he was 40.
Well, 26 years old. Well, how old are your kids with making Facebook posts?
I mean, shit, there's some grown men out here doing that.
He kills 2 teenagers over a Facebook post.
That's a black.
I'm going to go white because, and this is why I'd say it, is the first person who was like convicted for like a long period of time for storming the Capitol, the two of the witnesses were his kids that were against him.
Yeah.
So what does it got to do with this?
They were white. Okay. You have two white. You have your kids testifying in court against you.
But he killed 2 kids.
That's not his own kids.
No, they were his kids. Yeah.
But not this dude.
He didn't. Kill.
Oh, these aren't his own kids.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. Some random kids.
Yeah, that's two teenagers. They got into it on Facebook, and then he was like, "Yo, if I ever see you, I'm gonna kill you." And then he found him.
He black.
Still white.
He black.
That's even more white to me.
I ain't gonna say what I was gonna say. I was gonna say something. That was gonna get us kicked off. I'm gonna say white.
Let me go with white.
I didn't want to say Hispanic. It's a black dude.
That's a black shit.
That's a
nigga shit, man.
That's not winning, dog.
Niggas care about social media, so.
I was going to say slow. Or like,
Had
to be like a slow motherfucker to be like, what are they picking on me?
All right.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Man. There was a man. I don't know where at, but there was a man. He was getting chased by another man with a gun. Right? So he jumps a couple fences and ends up running into jail.
That's definitely a white
man. So he broke into jail.
That's the white man. That's the white man.
He got arrested for breaking into jail.
I'm going to say a crackhead.
I was going to say...
That's a white man. That's a white man.
I'm gonna say crackhead. I don't know what color. They all the same.
He white.
Crackhead's all the same.
He might be dirty as fucking looking like, but he white.
It's gonna be a white crackhead or a black crackhead.
Yeah. He white. That's a white. That's a white man. That's a white man.
I'm gonna say.
I'm gonna be a black man.
I'm gonna say a black man.
That's a white.
No, I'm going to say Hispanic.
We're the minority side.
That was my other Hispanic. That was my other option.
They're going to kill you for real.
It was a Hispanic.
Yeah, they're going to kill you for real. I got one.
Yeah, he's like, fuck off. I know he's going to kill
you. Yeah, they're going to kill you for real.
I just don't see white people jumping the fence. You're like, what's going on here, buddy?
Oh, you're right.
Why are you chasing me with a gun here? I got a gun, too.
A lot of white dudes don't know how to hop the fence.
Yeah, it was definitely Hispanic.
I think he's scared.
Yeah, I think he's scared. Robbers. Two people arrested for butt dialing while breaking into someone's house.
Oh, there's some niggas.
I would like to say this is a mixed race couple.
There's some niggas.
It's a mixed race couple. Black and white. I think it's a
couple. That could be a mixed.
This is crime and unity.
Who takes their phone into a robbery? Some niggas.
Everybody.
Why you got your phone, bro? Yeah. Why you got your phone?
I'm gonna say black.
You went the only nigga that you could talk to at the time.
Yeah.
You would call your mama while you robbing his house? What the fuck? Shit. Niggas, man.
What you going with?
This some niggas.
I'm gonna go with black people too. Why not?
Yep, it is.
Yeah. We do the dumbest shit. Yeah.
That just sounds like something.
Yeah. Nigga, butt down somebody. Yeah. Why? Because you was on Instagram before you got a right. And then you put your phone in your pocket.
Yo, I'm here. I gotta go.
Nigga, why you take your phone anywhere?
Nigga, gonna lie.
Nigga. The white people that break in the house don't even got no phone.
All right. And lastly. Two men were arrested after getting pulled over in a car by state troopers and drugs being found in a bag labeled bag full of drugs.
Hey, this can't be real.
This shit can't be real.
I'm going like, hold on. I'm saying
I don't
like,
believe that one.
Like, I want to say white.
Bag full
but I want to say
bag
like.
Bag of drugs said bag full of drugs.
What's the whitest? I'm going to go like this happened in like England or something like that. This has to be like the whitest of the white thing I've ever heard in my life.
What's Cheech and Chong? What is it?
Hispanic.
Yeah, Mexican.
I'm going to say Hispanic.
That's
man.
What I'm with you on that one. That's the only thing that could have did was, that.
I think.
Just so they let you know. The drug.
I'm going white. I'm going white as white. Yeah. Like.
Orin got it, though. It was actually in the UK.
That's ridiculous, bro. Bag full of drugs.
Holy shit.
Bag full of drugs, bro.
They stupid. Damn.
You think like it was bag full of drugs or bag full of drugs?
That's what I'm thinking. Bag full of drugs. Bag full of drugs.
I was like, bro, I was reading this shit the other day, and this shit just had me dying laughing. I'm
that's
like,
the dumbest shit.
All right, so here's the one I got. I heard on the way over here.
All right, bonus
the last one.
Bonus one. A man was arrested and released for breaking and entering because he went into the wrong Airbnb. He opened the door, walked in, fell asleep on the bed. The homeowner came home and...
Was that his first time there?
Yes. It was like a duplex and he actually went into the wrong... The key was in the same place, went in, there was fresh linens on the thing, And when police showed up, they did not shoot him.
That really ain't got no race to it.
Well, that sounds like a white dude, man. Saying, you know what the last part
I said? Police showed up and did not shoot him.
Well,
yeah, he white.
Either white or Hispanic.
Definitely white.
Absolutely white, yeah.
But that could have been anybody. I could have done
this. Yeah,
anyway. Anybody could have done it. Yeah, anybody could have done it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
many couldn't have made it.
He made it out. He was white.
Why'd you, man?
That's wild, bro.
Why'd you fall asleep in my bed? For the greater good.
Well, he said, he came home and, like, he said when he got to the house, help him with confusion, like, it was just like an Airbnb. Like, they had a bunch of towels and fresh linen on the beds for them. So he, like, made the bed. You know what I mean? He basically thought it was like.
Door unlocked. That's their fault. Stupid.
And his key worked?
Apparently the key. I don't know how he got into the place.
My key worked, though. You can't blame me, nigga.
Maybe he, like, looked up and
was like, I really thought this was my shit.
Like, nigga, the key worked.
I got it.
You need to change that key for the greater good, my nigga.
I got it.
You about to get me locked up. Shit. Well, it's been a good episode of the High Class Dirtbags Podcast, man.
Yes, it fucking has.
That was a good one, bro.
Yeah, man. Hey, as always, man, if you like, listen, shared all that shit, dog. Hey, man, just pay attention, you know?
Yeah.
Might learn.
I feel
something.
Like we're forgetting something.
We probably did, man.
There's something that happened this week that we're not talking about.
Yeah, I just can't talk about the nigga Kanye no more, man.
No, not that.
Everybody's been talking
about it. We talked about it as well.
Yeah, I think we talked about
something.
A lot of shit.
I feel like something is. I'll probably remember it in a little bit.
Yeah, dog. Ain't too much happened, dog.
No.
I mean, everything happened. You know, you were supposed to do. Oh, you were supposed to do the midst of a moment, but I guess.
Nah, that wasn't it.
Yeah,
and we can still do that.
Nah, man.
I'm gonna save it for next week.
Yeah, save this shit.
Yeah, I think that's.
Save it for the greater good.
Save it for the greater good.
Save it for the greater good.
It's funny because it actually is for the greater good. So we will save it. Like it really is.
Yeah. Well. As always,
it's a segment about the greater good.
There you go, boom.
Ironic. This is the High Class Dirtbag Podcast. As always, I'm your boy Olansky. Eyes on Instagram, 2 eyes in person, 1 eye on motherfucking paper, aka Dijon Pigeon, aka LL Kuche, aka Ben Outchill.
New name,
you know what I'm saying?
Week.
Aka Ben Truitt. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's my white boy name, Ben Truitt.
Sound like you play shortstop.
I like it.
Ben Truitt. Like shortstop. I had a break.
When the cops pulled me over, what's your name? Ben Truitt.
I like it. That's cool.
That might be your best one. Yeah.
Ben Truitt, dog.
That might be your best
one. I know. I like LL Cool J, too.
LL Cool J. I like Dijon Pigeon. The mustard bird.
Well, you already know your dog, Flames P. Flames P36 on Instagram. You fucky dog head, bitch, you. Yeah, I did that for the greater good as well, bitch.
Blurdy J on Instagram. You know, whatever. When I get my phone back.
JEWLUCKY and Instagram. You lucky. Out. I don't like that outro.
We be better.
Man, that was terrible.
Nah, that was horrible. That was horrible.
I thought you had one. I
like to not have an outro thing.
You spilled your shit.
Yeah, we tried. I tried doing what he does. I tried doing what he did. It doesn't work for me.
It
just doesn't work. I got, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
I applaud your try.
I'll bring like a little accordion or something like that.
I was watching some dumbass movie the other day. This nigga gave the cops his name. It's like, what's your name? Ben Truitt.
That's
hard.
Yeah,
that's
supposed to tell you.
Told him
somebody.
I got you. Man. It's like, that's my new moniker, Ben Truitt. They're like, Ben Truitt, nigga. AKA
Ben Truitt.
Ben Truitt. Been podcasting, been truant.
I've been truant, baby.
Been an app.
For the greater good, I've been truant. And I'm here to tell you, you get better on the other side, baby.
Yeah.
Remember, folks, same bat channel, same bat. No, not time.
That's the Dijon call. That's the Dijon call.